Are you serious?
Yeah, because of the shitty weather tomorrow.
I forgot. Isn't it weird that it was 62 today and it's going to be like 26 tomorrow?
The weather's awful.
Weather outside is weather.
Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready. Whenever you're ready, sir.
We're ready.
We're ready. We are ready.
We're ready.
We are absolutely ready.
We're ready.
What are we going to see?
Titties.
Yeah, baby. We're going to see what else?
We're so ready.
Yeah, we're going to see these nuts. We're going to see some titties.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ready?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, ready? We're ready.
I stuck it in. She said this.
You ready?
Oh, yeah, boy. We're ready. We're going for it.
Let's go.
Big package.
I love the big package.
There you go. We're ready.
The road to the eighth year. Road to the 8-year anniversary show continues with the fallout from AEW's Full Gear, NWA Power, MLW, SmackDown, Raw, and much more, all next on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. What'd you do? You're supposed to play the shit now.
Is that where we start the show?
No. I told you after the fucking liner, you moron.
Fuck all y'all. The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Become a patron at Patreon.com/WizardsPodcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
This is Warbeard Hansen, and you're listening to the Shining Wizard Podcast.
We have great listeners, by the way. How about this on Twitter? One guy, Diesel, said, can it be called the Todd Bowls?
It's a good thought. Todd's a good man. I don't think he should be associated with this.
And then Shining Wizards Kevin said, how about the Terror Bowl? Since they're both terrible.
Shining Wizards, Kevin, they do a wrestling podcast.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, sure. Shining Wizards. I've been on there before, I believe.
Oh, you really?
Oh, yeah. Nice guys. Do it a little wrestling pod.
Neither of those move me.
I like. What's up, fuckers?
This is Warbeard Hansen, and you're listening to the Shining Wizard Podcast.
I love the big package.
Hell yeah! God damn!
Jitties.
Holy shit. Oh no.
Never have we started a show with all of us in tears crying before the show actually starts.
Oh my goodness. Unbelievable.
Who's going to say something?
Something.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a hell of a start.
I am full of Kevin's cry laughing over there.
Oh, I'm soaked. I want to isolate that entire thing from what he said to what he burped and to what happened after.
Oh, welcome.
Hi, everybody.
All right. What's this? This is the go home, right?
The penultimate.
Let's get it together
episode
here.
Episode 8th anniversary.
The go home show on a Monday night because you don't have to watch Raw because they taped it in Manchester, England.
Oh, my.
And nothing on there is of any interest to any regular human being.
Pew, 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 pew.
Unless you've been huffing gasoline all day.
I was kind of looking forward to
Huffing gasoline.
Yeah.
Can we spoil Raw? Can we just completely tell everybody what they're not missing?
I'm pretty sure everybody is. Here's the beauty of when they tape Raw. You can go through and see if there's anything worth tuning in to actually watch.
What did Lana confess to? I heard she was making a confession tonight.
I haven't watched it yet, guys.
She said she was pregnant with
a hand?
With Rusev's baby.
Rusev Day!
And then they all laughed at him, and it was a lie? And Bobby Lashley beat up Rusev.
This is really what they did?
I believe so. And I don't think you could hear it because the crowd was booing it so much. Now, if they pipe those boos out, it's a different story.
I support this program.
Welcome, everyone.
What program? The Shining Wizards or the WWE?
Both.
Okay. Well,
to the last episode before the 8th anniversary of the Shining Wizards. Sorry, I feel like we need to do an intro.
Do an intro.
Where it's wrestling talk.
And talk about wrestling.
Like you heard at the beginning, thanks to Pete Rosenberg for the shout out.
Peter
Rosenberg. No, my man Pete.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we were talking hip hop, yo.
That's true.
That is
true.
P-Zizzle.
I almost crashed the pizza truck.
That's wild that you actually happened to be listening.
I purposely.
When it went down.
I did a gig Wednesday afternoon, and then I took the truck home because I was right around the corner from the house, and I had to go to Hoboken. So I purposely left at 2:55 so I could listen to the Michael Kay show.
Big fans.
And then I almost drove the truck. Don't text and drive, but boy, I was texting and driving like a fucking asshole. I was so excited.
It was pretty cool. Like, I'm not going to lie to you guys. It was awesome.
And we had people. I know you got a bunch of text messages and Facebook messages. Yeah. I know Jamie Miller, fan, friend of the show, reached out and put something on our Facebook page. Every time you move your laptop, I get, like, mono in my ears.
Oh, for reals?
For reals, bro.
An angel gets its wings.
My bad.
It's all good. I just want to make sure I'm not having a stroke.
I want to make sure my shit's tight, you know?
That's what she said?
Oh, there you go. How's that? Is that better?
Not bad.
I kind of clicked that in.
It sounds good, but before when you were moving your laptop.
All right, is it going in and out now?
No, we're good now.
Okay, no, it was loose down there. We're good.
So that was super excited.
Awesome.
Yeah. Wild. Wild stuff right there.
We have been mentioned by the Opie radio show.
Yeah.
We've been mentioned by Sam Roberts when he had the Sam Roberts show.
That's right.
Sam, I'm Sam.
Peter Rosenberg, sorry,
right.
Kev.
Come on, get it right.
Professional. I know.
Corporate Kevin over here.
Jesus, I know. Beat me to it.
Can't fuck. Don't fuck with Corporate Kevin.
I have a feeling we've been mentioned in other places. Maybe.
You know what's so wild is that, like, they've read my tweets before. I'm not trying to be a big shot or anything, but the fact that Peter Rosenberg.
Corporate Kevin.
Big
Peter. The fact that he went out of his way to mention the podcast was absolutely insane.
Maybe he's going to.
Kevin's going to tweet at you, Peter, you little Jew. You better read it.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Didn't we?
Yeah, I know. I thought we had conversations about this shit.
I can't control what Vince McMahon says.
That's
a good
point.
Yeah,
this is never going to get old.
That's all from the White Claws. But man, what a fucking another awesome week of professional wrestling.
It's huge, man. The business is booming.
Booming.
We didn't really talk NWA Power last week because we had such a full show.
Yes, we did.
But man, the show last.
Speaking
Tuesday
of booming,
boom, boom, boom.
Colt Cabana,
boom, NWA,
Colt Cabana,
champion. What's it? The middle national,
the national.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing that throws you off. That's the former United States Championship, but
doesn't throw me off.
Use
you
the
off.
Design now for the national championship.
Looks like a placemat at a diner.
It really does.
You don't like it anymore?
I don't like that. I've never liked that belt.
Wow, you guys both suck a dick.
We talked about this. Wow, I've never liked that belt.
No, we're an aggressive group, aren't we?
Yeah, but
I don't even like the 10 pounds of gold.
I suck a dick because I don't like the design of the belt? Come on.
Well, you suck a dick whether you like the design or
That's
not.
That's neither so here nor there.
That's
a good point.
All right? Don't judge. Don't knock it till you try it.
Hashtag dildos for Matt's birthday.
Boy. No dildos for Matt's birthday.
Oh, boy.
What's the matter with Kevin?
Getting off the rails real
Corporate
quick.
Corporate Kevin
here.
Might be losing his job if
I... Listen, I have a lot of sponsorships on the line here.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Big time. ESPN, Yes Network.
Why did you just kind of turn into a Canadian?
Oh, yeah.
ESPN?
Didn't we do this last time?
You did. Might have done it last time.
I think you're channeling Jack Tunney. You're fucking...
Oh, no. I did a Canadian gimmick last week.
Yeah, right? Who did he do? Who was the impression of last week? He did a whole thing in Canadian.
I was talking about it.
Had to be a heart.
No, it wasn't a heart. Was it Brett? Did I do a heart?
That's a heart.
That's true. It wasn't, what's his name? Pat Patterson?
Oh, yeah, it was Pat Patterson.
Okay.
It was French-Canadian Pat Patterson. Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. Go back to the archives. Check it out.
Yes.
ShiningWizards.com.
All of us.
The archive from last week.
It's still an archive, dickhead.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Colt Cabana is the new North American champion. Is that what it is?
I think it is. Because I think national champion's MLW, right?
No, that's the national openweight champion.
That's what I think we're talking about. And I think the North American champion is Colt. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, probably.
I'm probably wrong.
Hey, you want to hear another time where Kevin was wrong? So Jay Lethal travels out of the country. He gets hurt.
That's right.
Xavier Woods travels out of the country. He gets hurt. Conspiracy?
No, just don't. I don't know. Be careful.
Where did Xavier Woods get hurt? I'll show you.
Oh, no, he didn't go on a trip. He got hurt.
No,
in
he was
States.
In the ring. Right. No,
it was Australia, dude.
No, he didn't go on the tour because he got hurt before the tour. He was pulled off the tour.
I thought he got hurt in South Africa.
Oh, was it Africa? I thought it was Australia he got hurt.
No, he was pulled off the Australia tour.
When you need your news and notes for professional wrestling, come to the Shining Wizards. If we don't know the fucking answer,
this is fantastic.
We'll steal it from somebody else.
I swear I thought he was hurt in Australia.
No, he was pulled off the Australian tour because he got hurt.
I'm going to look it up right now.
100% positive about that. Now, where he got
100%.
Hurt.
100%. That's what we're talking about, where he got hurt.
But he was not hurt in Australia. 100% positive.
Bum, 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 bum. It was in Australia.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh,
ring,
wait,
ring,
pulled
ring.
Off the beat.
Woods suffered the injury while teaming with fellow New Day member Big E against the Revival at a WWE live event in Sydney, Australia Sunday.
So maybe he was sent home then. Maybe
October
that's
25th. Now, what did we say this was? The NWA what?
The national championship, right?
It is the national heavyweight championship.
There you
yes.
go.
So he beat James Storm.
With a little help from Mr. Anderson.
Anderson.
The NWA is in a weird spot right now.
It's
because
a great it's, spot.
But it's hard to follow who's good and who's bad. Everybody's sort of like just... They look out for each other, but then they look out for their own interests. Like, it's really weird.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that when I watched it. Like, you have Colt with, like, Nick Aldis, and you have, like, the, you know, the loners, whatever the fuck they're called? The
Dawsons?
No, not the big Revival. The other guys. The champs. Bram and...
The Kilt Connection.
Lattimore.
Yeah.
Lattimore.
And you're Isaacs. Right, though. It is tough to see who's associated with who.
Well, it's like Tim Storm is, like, all depressed. Like, he's like, I'm going to end it all. And then all of a sudden, Nick Aldis is taking him off to the side, like we're not supposed to hear. And it's like... I don't know, it's just a weird whole thing.
It's a fantastic
like Nick
show.
Aldis is trying to like talk up Tim Storm, but then he's giving Joe Galli shit for trying to talk to Camille. Like it's so weird.
I don't know. I mean, I'm with you.
Oh, I've been enjoying it. Don't get me wrong,
it's
but
100% my favorite thing to watch.
Really?
Yeah. I'm there now. I'm
I
there.
Like that.
All right. There
it's,
you go.
Because you know what it is? It's the perfect combination. It's like you know how we always complained about people coming out and cutting like 20-minute promos on Raw to start the show and stuff like that. Like they do that on Power, but it seems more real and seems more genuine, and it works, and it leads into a match. It leads into a match that you actually want to see, and it. I absolutely love it. I think
with the NWA Power and your AEW, you're getting. It might be formulaic in terms of what we're so used to, but we're not seeing the same four matches every week. And all these matches they're telling stories and you're invested in them. It's not another like we have to fill 3 hours. So Seth Rollins is going to come out and cut a 20-minute promo. And then in the middle of the show, Paul Heyman is going to cut a 15-minute promo and it's all going to lead to nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman.
And let me ask you this. Yes. When was the last time you saw a best of three match and 2-0?
Because Brock Lesnar doesn't need 2 falls. You fall the first time and you don't get up. How do you like that?
Finished?
It's okay. It was good. You finished strong. But seriously, when
Mind
was the last time?
A little more higher tension there.
When was the last time?
Something like that, like Gilbert like Godfrey
Bruce,
it up,
like a Bruce Pritchard, Paul Heyman.
I guess so.
Ladies and gentlemen,
there you
if
go.
I may interject on my client's behalf,
that's perfect.
There you go.
No, keep going.
You want me to keep going?
I want to hear what Paul Heyman has to say. What does Paul Heyman think about Power?
I fell into this. Yep. Here's something you don't understand. The National Wrestling Alliance Heavyweight Championship of the World has been recognized since 1948 when the great Orville Brown became the first recognized champion. It's been held by many great men, but none as great right now as Nick Aldis. He is the epitome of a man that should hold the 10 pounds of gold. But when you look to the best champion in the world, you cannot look to a dead organization like the National Wrestling Alliance. You need to look to an organization run by the Kennedy family of professional wrestling, Vincent Kennedy McMahon himself, and the World Wrestling Entertainment World Heavyweight Championship held by my destroyer, my conqueror, Brock Lesnar.
Paul, you're hysterical. You know what you should do? Mike Kanellis. He needs blue chew. And you know what? No chance in hell he could get Maria pregnant. So you know what you do? You get that big, throbbing, chocolate dick.
If I may interject, chocolate if he dick. Choose it and do's it, as they say, he will be taking Maria to the extreme.
Hold on a second, boys. Hold on a second, boys. I just want to chime in here real quick. Sassafras.
You know what we should do?
Sassafras?
JR. You should stick your face
Sassafras
into Bobby Lashley's muscular black buttocks.
That's a big boy. That's a big buttocks. That is a big buttocks right there, and that buttocks should be respected. Sassafras.
You can motorboat his butt cheeks while you tell us his MMA record.
Well, now I didn't say all that now, Sassafras. I didn't say all that now. I said it's a buttocks that needs to be respected, and I think we all should respect Bobby Lashley's buttocks, Sassafras.
Do you Did he play college football with Sinbad?
No. Wait just a second here. Are we talking about Sinbad the comedian, or are we talking about Sinbad the sassafras? Which one are we talking about here?
The comedian. Unnecessary roughness. Based on a true story.
Oh. Now see, I like the replacements better. The replacements with that, oh man, what's his name, Sassafras? What's his name? Keanu Reeves. In Replacements, that's a better film, Sassafras. But Bobby Lashley, back to Bobby Lashley's butt talks. Vince McMahon, you got to do a better job with his butt talks, because, you know, Lana likes the butt talks. We like the butt talks, Sassafras.
If I may interject for one moment, Mr. Jim Ross,
you
are a boomer sooner,
but
no one will be boomering sooner than Bobby Lashley when he gets a hold of Lana's butt cheeks.
Oh, man, that's a good butt talks, too. We're not taking nothing away from Lana's buttocks. Take nothing away from that buttocks. That buttocks has worked a long time in this business.
Titties.
But let me just tell you right now, Sassafras, that Bobby Lashley's buttocks has worked a lot harder. That's right. Time has arrived. Shout out to all the buttoxers in the world. Don't disrespect the buttocks, Sassafras. All right. So Lana and Rusev. Rusev, now he's got one of those Russian buttoxes. Which we don't really care about here in the States, Sassafras. That's right.
All right, I think we're good with that.
That was a little disrespectful, Sassafras. That's right.
So NWA Power.
Butt talks.
Oh, let me ask you a question about NWA Power real
yes.
quick. Am I the only person hearing, like, bongos when Thunder Rosa comes to the ring?
No.
What is that?
That's her, like, her theme.
But nobody has a theme in NWA Power.
Well, they're trying to elevate her into. She's probably the number one contender for Sienna.
She'd beat the shit out of her.
Allison Kay.
Oh, Allison Kay. Sienna. That's Sienna. The same person, right?
I'm going to ask you one question. What was the greatest thing about this last episode of NWA Power?
The impromptu tag team main event.
No.
I really liked Ricky Starks beating Aaron Stevens.
Close, but no.
Naked. Colored tights?
No, you guys are both wrong.
Okay. Then it was definitely the Eddie Kingston promo then.
The Retromania game.
Oh,
holy
it.
Cow, we're getting a Retromania. Dude, that's amazing. That is amazing. I've talked in the show. I haven't bought a wrestling game in 5 years, and that one was just for nostalgia purposes. This thing looks awesome. It looks like WWF WrestleFest. Remember WrestleFest?
It looks like Fire Pro.
No, but the graphics look like WrestleFest. And it's got the Legion of Doom in it. And how cool was Nick Aldis spinning around going, hey, now I'm in a video game.
Is this one of these fakey gimmick?
No, this is a real.
Matt says this is legit. That was the first thing I texted him. I'm like, yo.
It's got Legion of Doom.
Nick Aldis? You texted Nick Aldis?
Of course I did. I know Nick.
It's got Legion of Doom. It's got Dreamer. It's got Stevie. It's got Nova. It's got Meanie.
Cole Cabana and Aldis.
Is this like a mobile game or is this like a.
No, this is coming to consoles.
Yeah, it'll be available on PS4 and Xbox. What is it? 3?
Not bad.
It's one now?
Yeah. It's been one for a while.
Is there a new Xbox coming out anytime soon?
There might. There's new generation systems coming out for next Christmas.
Mm. The new generation.
Oh, that's right. We're going to bring in Razor Ramon, Rick Bogner. May he rest his peace. God bless
rest
your soul.
His peace.
Rest his peace. All right,
with
guys.
A little blue chew, goddammit.
That's right. He's dead. Rest his peace. And we're going to bring in this big old son of a bitch, this big house. This big house. Yeah. Glenn Jacobs. He should be our fake Diesel. He should be the new generation.
Well, yeah,
That's right. That's how we fired on a segment.
Titties. So NWA Power, another successful episode. This is all leading up to the pay-per-view on December 14th, which we are 100% picking.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Sasha Fires.
And with that being said.
Uh-oh.
It's now time.
Oh, baby.
The Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Oh, all right.
Me or you.
That's right. This is how we roll.
It's time for the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast Dual Picks of the Week. AEW's Full Gear.
Oh, man. Vince McMahon's all over this podcast.
I kind of like this.
I turned mine off.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Vince McMahon's all about
this. I don't know. It's too much. It's a lot going on there.
How dare you say I phoned it in?
So, Wednesday night was the go-home show for AEW's
Full Gear. Did you say Wednesday
gear.
Nut?
Wednesday night.
Oh.
AEW's Full Gear. Did you guys take anything away from AEW Dynamite before we get into Full Gear on Wednesday night?
I did. I think their finishes, they do a good job in making you want to watch again, but I guess it was a go-home show, so at some point, like these brawls and stuff to end shows can't be all you do. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it, and, you know, it was a go home to Full Gear, and it was pretty cool. I mean, I enjoy big brawls and stuff like that. So
I like big brawls.
That's you right. Cannot lie. How'd you feel about the Cody promo?
Loved it.
Yeah, it was great. Good stuff. I knew 100% he was not winning the title.
I didn't. That was the toughest match for me to pick.
Come on. No, because I think it's the writing is on the walls. We've talked about it before. The Codys, the Bucks, you know, they're going to fade from the spotlight as we get further into the first year of AEW.
Yeah. It was tough for me because, you know, Jericho with Fozzy and then the MJF Cody stuff. Maybe, that was the hardest match I had to pick. So.
Well, AEW Dark Wednesday night, Pac beat Beretta, Trent.
Great match.
An awesome match. There was a botch finish, but rumor has it that Trent got knocked out from that Black Arrow. Which is why he didn't kick out. So Pac hits the Black Arrow, and then Bryce Remsburg goes 1-2, and then he stops, but Trent doesn't kick out.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
What,
yeah.
I know we've talked about this before, and I know when we had Kevin Keenan on some time ago, he talked about it, how he would always let the guys know, hey, I'm counting. In that situation.
Just go home, yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, I think you just got to go with it.
You have to, especially, I mean, I'm sure it's the furthest thing from anyone's mind, but, you know, the fucking anti-AEW people were all over it.
Of course they were.
And they're like, oh, this is your bread and butter. This is your baby.
Ooh, can we rewind? Can you press? Do you have the rewind sound?
I do have the rewind sound.
I hate to jump back into something, but it's something I wanted to bring up last. Whoa, I got a little dizzy there.
Fresh, fresh.
Did you hear this thing, this whole scuttlebutt about Jim Cornette telling a fan to kill themselves on Twitter?
Yes.
And he had to have a talk with Dave Lagana and
Billy Corgan?
Yes, Powder.
They had a talk with him, yes.
Yes. And like people were like, Jim Cornette should lose his job and he should be fired. We're not going to watch Power until he's gone and all this other nonsense. Look,
I did not hear about this.
Jim Cornette telling somebody to kill themselves is kind of par for the course, and I get and I understand why he should not be doing that. But I got to be honest with you, all this like people should lose their jobs over nonsense like this. It's like, no,
that's the
cancel culture.
Yeah.
He made a mistake. Well, I mean, he didn't make a mistake. He was Jim Cornette being Jim Cornette. But somebody actually had the sense to say, yo, you got to rein this shit in.
We talked about it last week, how Jim Ross called Humberto Carrillo a Mexican jumping bean.
Did he really?
Hell yeah.
Jerry Lawler.
Jerry Lawler. What did I say?
Jim Ross?
I'm sorry.
Jim
Ross. Yeah, Jim Ross.
By God, Jerry Lawler. Fresh.
Jerry Lawler said he's jumping around there like some sort of jumping bean. And it was like, and it went right under the radar. Maybe like 3 or 4 people I saw posted about it, and that was it. And no one said anything about it again.
Yeah,
which is weird. I thought that was gonna be a huge storm.
But I'm okay. It's fucking pro wrestling.
They used to say it all the time.
Oh yeah.
You remember how bad they were with Tito Santana?
Do you remember when Jerry Lawler called Goldust a faggot on Monday Night Raw?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
Well, he didn't say the it part. He said the fag part.
Whatever. It's all the same. It's not something that we were used to seeing on. That was like
anything on TV you watch.
Yeah.
Any sitcom. Anything you watch.
Piper called Bruno a wop on a live Piper's Pit at the Garden.
How did that make you feel?
I hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Really
hurt.
Do you want to
talk
about
it?
What'd you do with your Bruno figure? It's not hanging up over there.
Yeah, what happened to
that? It's in the back with all the other stuff. As you can see, we don't really have a lot of room. I have our 2 posters for our live shows to hang up yet.
Okay.
So I kind of trying to make room.
So Bruno got the
cut. I don't want to take down Justin Heights' awesome Phoenix that we've had hanging there.
Great guy.
I respect that.
You know, so we just got to figure out some rooms. Your Titanic taxonomy of wrestler names that you got me for Christmas a few years ago.
It's a fantastic piece.
I know. I don't see what I mean. Like I'm running out of space.
Okay.
The wife by the cacti might have to go.
Yeah. The fucking the clock shaped like Italy. I mean, come on.
It's been 2:30 down here for a long time.
What are you, a wop?
No, that's my dental appointment. Get it? 2:30.
Son of a bitch.
Come on, Garifo, steal it for your next show.
Yeah. Okay. It's been that joke's been around since 1940.
Don't you dare boo me! How dare
that
you?
That wasn't a boo. So.
How da boo?
It was a buzz.
Are you done with your little...
Yeah, you could wind it
your
back.
Jim Cornette.
Okay. Private Party beat the Dark Order on
good.
Dynamite.
Good. The Dark Order should lose every match.
The
Dark Order and Jimmy Havoc should be the Job Squad 2019. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Havoc keeps getting beat up by Excalibur, Jimmy Seafood. And
Jimmy's... They should start calling him Jimmy Seafood. Why not?
I don't know.
They already had a Cracker Barrel match. Why not just rename him Jimmy Seafood?
How awesome was the
How
awesome was the Chris Jericho hype video?
Amazing.
Yeah.
With fucking Virgil.
Like they find ways to just get you in. Man.
Soul Train Jones.
He's
That's
like
wild.
Chris Jericho's talent is like Olive Garden's breadsticks. Unlimited. So good. And it was played live over the air, so you heard the laughter from the live crowd.
Did you think in 2019 that Virgil would be getting some Tony Khan money?
100%.
That's crazy.
100%.
Really?
Yes. Nah, that's actually probably a lie.
It's probably like
but now,
10%.
Once it actually comes to fruition and you think back, you're like, oh, this makes sense for what they want to do.
The last time Virgil had like national exposure like that was some nonsense that he filmed.
WCW?
No, for Comedy Central. Didn't they film some shit
Was it him and Colt?
I forget, but it was before WrestlePro show, the day that we had Taz as our special guest, if I remember correctly.
Taz
and Virgil in the same building.
Oh, because
we were too busy eating a plate of shit that day to realize that anything else was going on.
Eating shit.
Too busy getting...
Brushing our teeth with shit. Gargling with shit. Mouthwash.
Emi Sakura and Jamie Hayter beat Shana and Rio.
Shana.
Emi pinned Rio, which set up their match at Full Gear.
Whoa.
Brandi Rose, Awesome Kong hype video. Sean Spears squashed Brandon Cutler.
Of course he did.
And then Jericho and Sammy Guevara beat Omega and Hangman Page. And that was the go home to Full Gear.
Ooh, let's talk Full Gear.
Let's talk Full Gear. What did you guys think?
I didn't get a chance to watch it yet.
Dude.
I know.
I ordered the pay-per-view. I gave friend of the show, Jamie, the login info, because I know he was wanting to watch it with his kids. So
big AEW guy.
So I didn't get around to watching it till yesterday, and I finished it today.
Well, tomorrow when it's snowing and you don't have any pizzas to sling.
I only got one gig in the afternoon.
Wait, so. It's supposed to snow tomorrow?
Hell yeah.
Rain, snow. It's supposed to be a pretty gross day. Don't tell. He's going to start fucking panicking. He's
I'm off tomorrow,
phone.
So I got nothing to do.
How did you guys both get off tomorrow?
Off tomorrow. I'm working half
Why
a day.
Why are we doing a show tonight?
I have vacation days that I have to use. Oh, I'm going to spend that day with my nieces.
There you go.
So
yeah.
Awesome. Good job.
So let's just get this out of the way now with the picks.
Oh, baby.
Kevin Joseph Garifo comes in back to back
and a belly to belly
for the first time this year with another undefeated night of picks. Kevin went an astounding 8-0.
Can I make an aside?
You may.
Kevin seems to be on the money when he's under pressure to make the picks at the last minute.
Well, no. I'm going to counter you with that.
I think he has time to study.
That's what I do. That's 100% what I do.
Really?
I go back and I watch.
So you studied everything for New Japan when you nailed the last
Oh, no, week. Not even close.
Well, see,
no.
that's exactly what I'm
talking
about.
I give myself time to, like, I can't go back and watch everything. But I go and, like, I read, like, what's the latest.
No, I understand that, but it just seemed like the past 2 weeks, like, Matt and I are like, oh, where's Kevin's picks? He's going to go 0-9, and then he goes 9-0, and it's like, Kev, you got to get your picks in, and it's going to go 0-8, and then he goes 8-0.
Like, to make you guys sweat a little bit.
Well, you want to make me sweat? Give me another one, Burner Blitz Bad Boys.
How about a White Claw?
You think Louis would have one if he comes out?
Yes.
Louis would eat the whole bag.
Oh, I'm bringing him. We got to sign a waiver, though. Because I don't need Louis dying after
Come
all
on.
The hardcore stuff.
All the shit that Louis's done?
You think, well, that's what
think,
I mean.
You like, think a little bit of that? Think a little bit of the bubbly is going to make him...
The Shining Wizards almost became a one-man show.
And just so you know...
What's up?
Went 7-1, right? Or 6-2?
I went 6-2. He went 5-3.
I thought you said I went 6-2.
No, I was wrong about that.
Oh, geez. So what, are we tied now?
Prior to the New Japan show and this show... MLW and Crown Jewel, Kevin had the worst record out of all of us.
I ate shit. 100%.
Don't act like he's some fucking savant over here.
No,
he
I
just
am.
Got lucky, okay?
I'm a New Japan savant, and I'm an AEW savant.
You watch your mouth.
There you go.
I'm 100% that. I mean, can you prove me wrong?
I will.
Yeah, what are you doing, MLW?
MLW.
I didn't say MLW savant. I'm a novice for MLW, but I'm a New Japan, and I'm an AEW
fucking, yes.
Expert. If you will. I was trying to think of like the Japanese like highest.
I was
like,
waiting for you.
I'm a Yokozuna, baby.
All right, now you see, this was your chance to come back and like come up with a better promo for going perfect.
Nah, I can't
again.
Do promos.
Wow.
I mean, you can't even do commercials.
That's a good point.
So Kevin comes in 8-0. He has made a little space with his lead. He is now 202-102.
Ooh,
100. That's 100 over, baby.
Yeah. Tony went 5-3. He drops to 199-105. He's 3 games behind Kevin. I went 6-2. I picked up a game on Tony. I am 198-106. I am 4 behind Kevin, 1 behind Tony. We all hit on Proud and Powerful.
That's right.
Sean Spears.
Yep.
Rio. Whoa. SCU and Jericho.
Yep.
Tony picked Pac to beat Adam Page. Me and Kevin took Adam Page.
That was a mistaken booking.
Me and Tony lost on B. Priestley, and me and Tony lost on Kenny Omega.
I don't understand what the whole B. A. Priestley thing is with...
Don't be a bully, be a Priestley.
But... Oof. So she loses to Tooth Lady... And then Awesome Kong beats her up anyway? Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah, so I think they're trying to jumpstart this Brandi Rhodes Awesome Kong thing again.
With
her being a force. And she took out, like, a knife and cut off a piece of Priestley's hair.
You want a piece of me?
Which is a little weird. But we've never seen a female Brutus the Barber Beefcake, so.
What would her name be? Bruticia?
Wait, who's the
Awesome Kong?
Awesome Kong.
All right, I'm getting there.
Awesome Cuts?
Kong Cuts.
Kong Cuts, there you go. Kong Cuts.
So whatever, it was...
It sounds like an African deli meat. Come and get your Kong Cuts.
That's Jamaican.
Oh, whatever, you're Jamaican me hungry.
Jamaican me crazy.
Hey, if Kofi Kingston can be from Ghana and do a Jamaican accent, then I sure as hell can too.
Nope.
You know, Kofi Kingston
is a champion.
He's the man.
Again.
He's another champion. That's right.
Whoopty fucking.
What did he win the 24/7?
No, him and fucking Biggie beat the Revival at
Tag
SmackDown.
Tag team back again.
If anyone cares.
More spoilers.
No, it happened on SmackDown on Friday night.
Friday
that's your
night.
Own fault if you haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to be the one watching SmackDown for us. What happened today?
I honestly forgot that SmackDown was on Friday.
2 weeks in, and Kevin punched out already.
Look, that's. In the wrestling landscape, now that there's, I also forgot,
and I didn't go out. I was home. I was home on Friday night, and I didn't watch it.
The wrestling land. I mean, look, no one will ever be bigger than the WWE. That's just a fact.
Well,
it's not going to happen, bro.
Well, you don't like New Japan United States of America office thing?
I love it, but let's be real. At the end of the day, the WWE is making the most money, and that's pretty much all that matters.
Sorry.
It's okay. Don't steal my gimmick.
I'm not. I just felt the need to punch it up there.
Stop it there.
They opened full gear with Santana and Ortiz proud and powerful against the Young Bucks.
Tito Santana still wrestling in 2019.
Stop it there. Don't mess with it.
Are you really playing a fucking game on your phone right
now? I'm not playing a game on my phone.
Unbelievable.
I'm doing my impressions of Paul Heyman, and I'm playing games on my phone. Yeah. Why are you ruining the show?
Why aren't you engaged? This is full gear.
Listen, if I get heat for watching Devil's games, you can get heat for playing fucking Words with fucking Friends, which you have none of.
Was checking
the only two friends you have are sitting in this room.
Wow.
Checking what? Your wife? She's home. I saw her car in the driveway when I got here.
I was checking out her buttocks.
Oh, that's okay.
Stick my head up there.
Thoughts of Santana Ortiz Young Bucks.
Thoughts?
Yeah, I'm talking to Kevin since he fucking watched the
show.
Did you watch the show too, or
yes,
am I on an island?
No, I watched the show. I watched the show.
You said you didn't finish the show.
I finished it today, jerk off.
He just said that.
Oh, whatever.
So now,
I was too busy playing my game.
Exactly. Tony didn't watch Full Gear, so Tony is automatically punched. Punched out of this conversation.
See, if you're at least going to be punched out of the conversation, can you have like fingers ready for...
Don't. You're just asking for trouble.
Now. Oh, sure, Kevin.
Fuck.
You want me
fuck,
to?
Fuck, you're right, Matt. You're right.
Well,
you have
this
AIDS. Damn it.
Did you watch AEW?
Another do you know people actually listen to this to hear our take on the product?
That's surprising.
They don't want to hear.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
This is your fault.
I know, it is. But, I mean.
Oh, you boss.
I'd rather have them just sit there Indian style.
Okay, that's fair.
And play whatever.
Oh, cross-legged. You don't say Indian style.
What? Shut up.
What's
get away from the
you?
Soundboard. Get away from the soundboard.
Yeah, and I.
All right.
Do you want background music? For
no.
Kevin.
No, me and Kevin will talk about Full Gear.
Kevin
and you
and
may...
I.
Give me a White Claw.
Yeah. And
listen, Goodwill Hunting. You sit there, you fucking listen.
How do you like them apples?
If you have any questions.
Yes, I have questions.
Feel free to chime in. But don't ruin the wrestling conversation.
I'm not ruining anything.
No, you ruin every time I try and talk.
I was doing a Paul Heyman impression.
Every time I try and talk New Japan Pro Wrestling, you're over there singing The Vapors, turning Japanese, you fucking racist. See? Every time.
Follow us at Wizards Podcast.
Are now going to talk AEW Full Metal Mayhem Mercy Gears.
That's right.
10 days away from live debauchery and nonsense.
Yeah.
Come see Tony play games on his phone.
No, I don't
come
think
watch
you
could, Kevin watch the Devils.
I don't think you can cross your legs in those chairs, so.
Come watch Matt complain about his awful day behind a pizza truck.
I didn't have a bad day today. I fed the veterans today.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. That's a hero.
How
do
you like
there.
Them apples?
Good.
Well, yeah, what'd you do today?
Yeah, Tony. You fucking jerk off.
I tried to teach my kid how to add and subtract and multiply and divide.
Kid doesn't know how to add and subtract.
He's 12.
He's like 15.
You didn't let me finish the sentence, you fucking
what,
dildo.
Adams with fractions?
Fractions are tough, man.
Shit, he doesn't dildos for Matt's birthday.
Shit, he doesn't need to learn? That's not going to put food on his plate?
I mean, come on. We can't just totally discourage the
I don't know. I was here last week when they were doing homework, and there was some shit that he's never going to use in his life.
I know. But we all know that now.
Like
but
erosion.
You can't, like, not.
Unless your kid is your kid going to be a scientist?
Maybe. He could be whatever he wants to be.
Oh, Jesus. You're such a fucking hump.
Erosion.
Yeah, so, is he a beautiful snowflake, too?
Yes, he's transitioning right now.
Oh, good.
As we speak.
All right, so you were teaching your kid to add and subtract and what? Do what else?
And multiply and divide integers and negative integers.
What the fuck's an integer?
Ooh,
it's
integer.
A whole number and it's opposite.
Yep.
I hate what.
So it's like a negative number and a positive.
When would he
number?
Ever have to use that?
when he's doing math homework.
When he starts to successful wrestling podcast.
Like, hey, you have negative
podcast.
Money in your bank account. Don't do math. Go to fucking work, stupid. How's that sound?
Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
I like how you brought us back on track.
Wow. All right, let me start playing some games again. You want to tell everybody
get
what
back
I'm playing?
To all right, yeah, go play some
what
games.
What are you playing?
I have no idea yet.
Fucking Dinglebirds.
All right.
Dinglebirds? Wow. What would that even be?
It would probably be like Angry Birds, but the birds would be turds.
Yeah. Angry turds.
Yeah, and you shoot it into like a house. You shoot it into a house made of toilet paper or something. I don't know.
That's right.
Do 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 do.
All right. Young Bucks.
Young Bucks against the Proud
boys,
and the Powerful.
The Proud and the Powerful. Not a big I love those guys. Not a big fan of that name as heels.
Why, they're Proud and Powerful.
Yeah, but they're bad guys.
Proud sure. Makes them sound like they're, I don't know.
And I love this Ortiz
LGBTQRQ.
Love you fuckers.
What's a QR2?
I don't know. R2-D2? Isn't
it's
he
a Star Wars reference?
Yeah, something like
okay.
That.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I think of Proud and Powerful. Like, I don't think Santana and Ortiz.
I do, but if they were baby faces, they're, like, bad guys. You gotta, like, think of something. Call them, like, Savages in the Box or something like that. Like the Yankees.
Just Savages.
Savages from the Bronx. Ooh, mama.
Well, what if they're proud of their heritage?
They
and
are.
They're powerful.
They are.
You can still be
they
a
are both
jerk
of those
off.
Things. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Why can't they just be Santana and Ortiz?
Because you got the, cute I don't think the name has anything to do with it either. The Rougeau brothers were just brothers, but they were jerks.
They were all American boys.
And their personality is what made you hate them. Their name had nothing to do with it. You just knew them as the Rougeau brothers, and they were faces or they were
and
heels.
Their name kind of fit, too.
It was perfect.
Because Rougeau is just like an arrogant French name. Like, I am a Rougeau.
It's so funny that you mentioned
name.
That. I watched a Ray Rougeau shoot interview. Like, completely. It just happened to be in my YouTube, like, thing. And he commented about how they got the name Fabulous Rougeau Brothers, and it was not that exciting.
What wow. Do you like better, the Fabulous Rougeaus
wow.
Or the...
Wait, your son...
I know,
like,
I did
like
it on purpose.
Up,
I
like,
did it
I
on purpose.
Story.
I did it on purpose. It was perfect.
Duck fart.
Vince McMahon gave it to him. The Fabulous... He's like, why don't we call you the Fabulous Rougeaus
Brothers?
This
is what I want you to do. That little steroid head, Dynamite Kitty's been running his fucking mouth.
This is the Quebecers.
I don't yeah. Have the Rougeaus. I'm doing the best I can.
I want you to cold cock that little midget right in his mouth.
Tom Billington.
And then he's going to be a crippled piece of shit the rest of his life.
Now, let me tell you something. That Ray Rougeau is tougher than a $2 steak. All right. That's a bit, that tough guy, but that Tom Billington, man, he ain't no sassafras. So there's that, too.
These are the Quebecers. And he talks about Pierre.
Why would you play this? Because I don't have the Fabulous Rougeaus theme on my soundboard anymore.
All right, so the Young Bucks took on the Proud and Powerful.
Oh, my God, we're still on this match?
No, yeah. We never
we haven't even started.
We never moved.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought this match, if you've never seen the Young Bucks, completely shows the Young Bucks in a different light, in a positive light.
Right.
Because when you work Pro Wrestling Guerrilla and when you work all these other indie shows, they're just indie darling spots. Right?
This is different.
There's no story to that. Yeah. You show up, you fucking super kick, you Meltzer driver, you do all your high spots, you get your shit in, and you go home, you send the fans home happy. Now there's a story. And the story is playing, they played off the leg injury, and I...
Oh, yeah, when he did the dive, and he fucking busted
yeah,
his
and he
butt.
Tried to kick the... He tried yeah. To kick him, and he moved out of the way, he kicked the post. I thought this was a fantastic match. I thought it was awesome that they opened the show with it.
Do you think the Young Bucks kind of want to put the fucking critics in their place?
Like, I think so.
Because, like, I don't think the Young Bucks owe anybody any explanation.
No, but I think for the past 2 to 3 years,
people shit on them for
yes,
being...
Yes, because you know, they've been involved in yeah. All these matches that don't necessarily tell a story. Yeah. Here you had a match that told a great story. They went for the Meltzer driver. Nick couldn't do it because his leg was all banged up. He hit the ropes and he fell off. Like, it was an awesome story. Santana and Ortiz laid Nick out with a street sweeper, and it was a surprise victory.
I mean,
not for us. Right.
Yeah.
We picked. You can't brag about that because we all picked that one.
I know. So. I tried. That's why I said us. I was like, oh, not for me, but that made it, we all picked it. But what about the Rock and Roll Express involvement?
I mean, based off of what happened on Dynamite 2 weeks
Ricky
ago.
Ricky Morton did a dive through the ropes.
Like, dude, he perfect. Did that, and then he got up like it was nothing.
perfect.
Dude, I get out of the pizza trucks and my fucking knees hurt from driving for an hour. He's like 65 and he's doing fucking tope suicidos.
God, like, what is this? Like, what are we doing right now? We're like, PCO, I think, started the trend of these old timers. Again, that's such. I didn't mean it that way.
I don't think it's a
disparaging thing.
No, not at all.
But now, like, Rock and Roll Express now are like the tag team PCO. It's insane. And they're getting booked everywhere. Which is like who do you think is going to be next? Like, who's going to be
who's next?
That's going to be the guy that's going to get all these dates because he has this cult following.
Ken Shamrock.
He already is.
He's on Impact. He got dick flipped.
By Joey Ryan?
Yes.
He sold the shit
out of it. It was amazing. It's 2019, and Ken Shamrock, who is arguably one of the toughest men in the world, and he's taking dick flips and he's selling it, and he gets it.
That's a guy that gets it. You're right.
He gets it. He's probably got fucking two White Claw cans for brains.
God, they're clanking. This shit's all fucking scrambled.
That's hurtful.
Come on. He's an MMA fighter. That happens. Same thing with the football player. Same thing with the baseball or hockey player. Same thing
with
everything.
But he gets it. He gets it. It's a beautiful thing. A beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful. How do you feel about the rankings?
I'm on board. I'm not on board with anything with the rankings.
They did rankings?
They put out the first rankings Friday before the show. Would you like to hear the rankings?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Here, you top five. Can you guess the men's top five in AEW?
Singles?
Yes.
It's got to be. I mean, see, here's the thing with the unsanctioned matches. That's what kind of throws me off.
Well, there's only been three Lights Out matches, and they've all involved Kenny Omega, John Moxley, and Joey Janela. Those are the only three people that have been in unsanctioned matches.
I know Janela has a win.
So who do you? So number one, AEW. Oh.
Well, is number one the champ or are we?
No.
Okay. Let's play this.
Sean Spears.
No.
Sean Spears is not in the top five.
Has he lost?
Is Pac up
there?
Yes.
He lost to Cody.
Pac is up there. Yeah.
Pac's got to be like number four, though, or number five.
No.
He's higher than that?
Yes.
Doesn't he lose all the time?
No.
No. He won.
The only match he lost was the one where Moxley walked out on him, that tag match.
Cody's up there.
That counts?
Cody's got to be up there.
Yeah.
Cody's up there?
Cody's number one.
So, and what's Pac, two?
Yep.
There's only like 10 guys on the roster. This shouldn't be that hard.
No, it is because you got to think about who's been losing. Like, Kenny Omega's not up there.
He's there.
How is he there? He never wins.
Unsanctioned.
Doesn't matter.
He only lost to Pac.
All right. Then what's he, three?
MJF.
MJF's not there. He hasn't had any. He's had one match.
I'm just throwing.
It's Cody's one. Pac is two. Kenny Omega's four.
Hangman Page is five?
Hangman Page is three.
Wow. I don't like this already.
John Moxley's five.
I don't like this at all already.
Okay.
It's just weird. I don't think like some of those guys should be in the top five.
Like whom?
Doesn't Hangman Page lose all the time? What was the last time he won?
You keep saying.
This weekend.
Yeah, but this was Friday.
Oh. What?
Hangman Page won on Saturday.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So he won.
When was this put out?
This was put out Friday before
the pay-per-view. Yeah, that's what I meant.
It was Saturday.
Well, I mean, he did win the tag match when Moxley turned on Pac.
Right. He lost to Jericho.
All right, I guess. Yeah. I mean, Jericho became the champ.
In the first title match, right?
That was
right.
For the final. Yeah, so he won. He
also beat Kip Sabian at Fighter Fest.
Yes.
All right. So who else is up there?
So they only have five. That's your top five.
Okay. I don't like it.
Your five top five women.
Oh my! There's five women.
Yeah.
All right. It's got to be like Bea Priestley, Britt Baker.
Britt
Awesome
Baker
Kong.
Is there? No, Awesome Kong. No Bea Priestley.
No Nyla Rose.
She's number five.
Really?
Nyla Rose is number five. Britt Baker's number two.
I couldn't even tell you the names of the
Emi Sakura. Who had the title match. She was the number one contender. Don't forget. It's not just. It's not just based on wins. It's based on
appearance.
No,
who they beat.
Yes.
So like, if you beat someone with zero wins, so as opposed to beating someone with three or something.
So
like
it's
that.
Going. To,
I don't like it.
It's going to be very much like a college basketball or college football ranking system.
I don't like it.
But it creates conversation.
No.
And if
stories create conversation,
right? But this gives it.
No, this is an easy booking device, especially when you're counting wins and losses.
Yep, sure.
I got no problem with that.
I have no problem. Look, if it,
my problem
if it
is
gets
who,
me,
who they, who's ranking these people.
Well, this is the first ranking.
It's Arn Anderson, the Great Muta, and
Dean Malenko.
Dean Malenko.
This is only based. I mean, what do you got? You have a very. We have 4 weeks of TV.
And what other women are on this list? Read the list.
Emi Sakura, Britt Baker.
That's right.
Hikaru Shida,
Hiroki Goto,
Allie, and Nyla Rose.
Allie's in the top five.
No, wait. Is she?
Is this for shitty commentators?
No, because the other four haven't done commentating.
Well, Britt Baker has.
Okay. So
she was worse than Allie, so she should be ranked higher.
Don't forget there's AEW dark matches, too.
Yeah, but... All right.
But these are all...
Is there a tag team one?
There is a tag team one.
The Dark Order better not be on there. Are they on there?
There's only like six tag teams. They got to be on
there.
They
can't be.
They are on there.
What, number five?
Number four.
Are you kidding me? They won a friggin' bye, and they lost every match ever since, and they have five fat gimps that come out with them. And yes, I'm fat shaming. Deal with it, people.
So they're number four.
Disgusting, gross, awful, putrid. Any other words that I could say? You know what they remind me of? Do you remember that hillbilly tag team in the fucking movie Body Slam, where there was the real skinny guy and then the real fat dude that they had to double team the fucking pin? That's what that team reminds me of, without the overalls and a fucking gimp mask.
Okay.
At least Evil Uno is wearing a shirt now.
So who's in the top? Are the Young Bucks in the top four?
Yes.
Oh, of course they are. Are they number three? Or are they number five? They're number three. Wait, Dark Order's number four.
Right.
So there's a team worse than Dark Order. It better
the best
be.
Best friends. It's got to be the best friends.
It can't be. Is it really?
Yeah, they lose all the time too, you joke.
No, I was going to say it was Darby Allin and fucking Bear Claw, whatever his name is, Jimmy Seafood. Because they get their shit kicked in all the time. Yeah, we need some jobbers. I throw Jimmy Seafood in there with Skateboard Kid.
Maybe it's Johnny Silver and Alex Reynolds.
No, definitely not.
So you know who the number one?
Wait, we didn't.
Proud and Powerful.
No.
No, Proud and Powerful is number two?
No.
Oh, the Lucha Brothers.
Wait, Proud and Powerful's not in there?
This
is before Friday.
This is before Saturday.
Yeah, but this doesn't count like, you know, like other intangibles like look and like beating people up.
They
outside
haven't. Their first match was Saturday. You can't put them in the top five if they haven't had a match.
Well, now you can because they can knock out Dark Order easily.
Private Parties too. The Lucha Brothers aren't one.
They're one.
Oh, okay.
But he was all fucking yelling and screaming over here.
What? You don't like Jimmy Seafood and Skateboard Kid?
Dude, Skateboard Kid's the man.
Doo-Doo Art and Jimmy Seafood.
All right, so what happened to Jimmy Seafood?
Okay, so they had
I was riding my
Excalibur and somebody got
I
into a fight?
I was staple gunning fish and chips to Joey Janela's buttocks, and I fell into a vat of malt vinegar, and I was pinned by Excalibur. I have a shitty haircut that Matt really loves. Phone? Are you really? What you playing? Are you playing patty cake with your ball sack?
No, asshole. Remember before we started the show, I sent that text message?
Come back.
Nothing yet.
So
they did a thing for Tony Schiavone's birthday at Jimmy Seafood Thursday night. Apparently, Jimmy Havoc had a little too much to drink.
God bless
him. And he got a little vocal with Excalibur, and they went face-to-face, and they had to be separated.
Hey,
and then they went at each other again.
Hey,
and
cockhead. Hey, you bloody wanker. Hey.
And then apparently Excalibur.
Take off the mask, you wanker.
Took him down into a headlock until he got broken up again. Then Jimmy Havoc got taken outside and he was still running his gums. Then Excalibur went outside to try and talk to him. Then Jimmy Havoc apparently smashed his phone against the wall. And
smashed Excalibur's phone?
No, his own phone. He threw it at him and it hit the wall, bro.
Here's something we never really talked about with this. It happened, I think it happened with Kylie Ray, I guess.
Smiley Kylie.
God,
fucking Kylie Ray.
No, but I'm
Smiley
saying
Kylie.
At some point, something like this is going to happen. Or the talents are going to get released, right? Like, that's got to be a thing.
I mean, Tony Khan said he's seen worse at a football game. So they've all acknowledged it. They just brushed it off as to just somebody having a little too many.
I'm just saying the roster is thin right now. They're not bringing as many people as we thought that they were going to. So at some point, someone's going to get fired, and who are you going to replace them with?
It's a work. I'm sure you could easily find somebody to replace them with.
It's a work.
And I don't think the roster's that thin.
It's a work.
It's pretty thin.
I don't think it is.
I mean, on TV, the same people are on TV every week.
Well, now that full
same,
gears,
like 20 people
full gears over, I think you're going to... We still haven't seen much of MJF.
Oh, we did at full gear.
At full gear, but the 4 weeks leading up to it, he had that one match.
Which I think is on purpose.
Right. You have to look, everybody doesn't have to be featured every week.
Yeah. Sean, it's the same people every week.
Right, because you're building up to your first pay-per-view. These are the people that are going to sell pay-per-view. Cody, Jericho, the Inner Circle. Don't forget, Jake hasn't had a match yet. Dustin, I mean, I'm sure they're setting up Jake and Dustin for the next pay-per-view, whenever that may be. But let's get back to AEW. Can we, the full gear?
Yeah, let's talk about Proud and Powerful and the Young Bucks.
We already did. Oh, okay. But thank you for
give me
the
white
attention.
Claw, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, White Claw.
No.
Hangman Page beat the bastard Pac. Wow, he's really getting it.
He's doing it. Get one for Matt, my friend Matt, too, please.
Raspberry, though. Don't give me any of these other gross flavors, please.
Black cherry's a good one.
Oh, if there's a black cherry, I'll take that. Hangman Page, Pac, what'd you think?
This is the one match I did not fully invest in, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
No disrespect to the guys, obviously, because I'm a big Page guy, a big Pac guy, but it's just one that, it was, what, second on the card, I think?
It was.
And I kind of checked out during this one.
Okay. I thought it was a great match. They're setting up another match for them on Dynamite to finish out the trilogy.
Listen, I was not a big Pac guy when he came on board. I felt like he... Thank you. I felt like it was just grabbing at straws, but big time Pac guy now.
I think Pac's fantastic. Thank you, sir. I think he's a fantastic worker. Hangman Page got the win with the dead eye. I thought they told a really great story. The fans are fucking chanting cowboy shit, which is awesome.
How is that not a shirt yet?
It
is a shirt.
It is a shirt. AEW, shop AEW.com. Next up, Sean Spears, Joey Janela. I love the Sean Spears character.
Me too.
It's okay.
Yeah.
What happened?
Nothing.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
Stop making a mess in my studio.
Relax.
Yeah, you're just going to have Phil down here for Christmas. He can stink the whole fucking couch up.
fucking worst.
Why am I the worst? I didn't stink up the couch.
This is going to smell like raspberry.
Yeah, Sean Spears pinned Joey Janela. I thought it was a good match.
All right, good for you. Move on.
No, it was perfect. It was a perfect... Joey Janela was the perfect opponent for Spears, and Spears obviously had to win that match.
And so I love Spears with Tully.
It's perfect.
Love it.
It's absolutely perfect. No complaints about that whatsoever.
Kip Sabin interview backstage. Penelope Ford is his valet now.
Oh.
He's really coming off as an arrogant prick, so I like that. And he'll be with the...
All right, so there's an example of pushing, bringing up a new guy. All right.
And he's teamed... He's with the hybrid, too, so you're starting to see these little clicks.
Oh, that's
Angelico
and
Jack Evans. They weren't in the top five, Tony. You should be outraged.
Because they're fucking losers!
Thank you, Kevin.
Well, you weren't going to say it.
The AEW tag team triple threat match. SCU defeated Lucha Brothers and Private Party. Awesome. Right. I thought it was an awesome match.
Yeah.
And
the ending.
Daniels.
It was great.
Christopher Daniels came back.
Oh, was his neck broken?
You knew this was going to come up.
Yep. Well, when he said I didn't watch it, I knew this is what we're going to get. This, like, rocking, like, this is fucking boring.
He was waiting for it.
Like, I went 5-3. I don't give a shit.
You were practically lighting candles and having a vigil for Christopher Daniels. His career might be over. He hurt his neck. Did you see the pile driver? He could be out indefinitely. Imagine his career ended like this. This is awful.
That was kind of like Michael Bennett type
stuff.
They
got me.
For you.
What are you going to do?
I don't care. They got me. I was invested, man. I was emotionally invested.
Fucking poor Scorpio Sky sold the shit out of it wrestling with one fucking shoe.
Bro, I think they're going to turn Scorpio Sky into a huge single star.
Of course they are.
He deserves it. He's been around for a long time.
He's been around for like fucking 20 years.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
All of them have, let's be honest.
Yes.
Kazarian, Daniels, and...
Lights go out. They come back up. There's two pentagons in the ring. You can clearly tell one is Christopher Daniels. They do Sierra Miata. He hits him with an STO. Then he does the angel's wings. Then he takes the mask off, and he's got his like logo painted on his face. Fucking awesome.
I kind of want him to leave SCU now and just be that guy.
A fallen angel again.
I'm sorry, Tony. Are we fucking boring you?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, that's okay. Reopened Emi Sakura.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Emi Sakura. I like the match,
meeny,
actually.
Miny, moe.
I thought it was pretty good.
Rio's adorable.
Yeah, it was a little weird. Like, I know that, what's her name, the other one?
Emmy?
Yeah.
The one who comes out as Freddie Mercury?
Yeah. I know she's kind of a big deal, but I just...
It was teacher versus student.
Yeah.
So that,
That's the story.
They use Kenny Omega to help tell the story, too, in the packages.
Why not? He loses every other fucking thing he's involved in.
I like a big package.
Oh, I like the big package.
All right. AEW World Champion Chris Jericho with Jake Hager took on Cody with MJF.
Love MJF.
The three judges, as we mentioned before, Dean Malenko, Arn Anderson, and the great Muda.
How the fuck did they get Muda in there, man? Oh, Conrad, that's a Conrad vehicle.
A very, very good match. I vault.
What? Are you done?
I vault?
Yes.
That sounds Russian, not Japanese.
Yes.
Jericho wins after MJF throws the talent.
I wish you would have thrown the scarf in.
Thrusev Day.
Yeah, I feel like a couple other people.
Oh, really?
That too.
Oh, great! All you and the other people should get together and have a circle jerk.
I didn't see that from anybody else. It was what I thought when I saw it.
This motherfucker didn't want, like, unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Hey, it's either I abuse you two idiots or I just sit here going, Tony, White Claws, come on, go get him.
I mean, you're the one that got up and got him. That's your own fault.
Tony, actually, you want to throw out these empties, by the way? That'd be great.
I will smash
God, at least pretend
asshole.
To be interested.
I am interested.
Sounds like you're just taking a hot shit all over AEW.
I am not.
Okay.
I love AEW.
Jericho retains. Cody does this crazy bump over the top rope on the ramp where he ate shit hard.
Mama mia.
And he put a divot inside. And oh, my God.
Dude, his head, he got like 8 stitches in his head. And he broke his rib or something like that. It was
unbelievable. Unbelievable. Great match. Jericho really sunk in that lion tamer. Like, it was in deep.
When he wants to, it's not like that's not the first time he's done that, but
no,
that was, it looked,
but that's
really
the way, you know.
And part of that's on Cody, too. Cody, like, he's a good enough athlete where he could sell it, like, insanely. Like, he can let that happen. Because that's not normal, the way you cinch that shit in.
It was awesome. The Audrey, what's her nuts? The referee, Edwards, is awesome. She's an awesome referee.
Yep.
She throws out Hager at one point. Jericho uses the belt on Cody, throws it outside the ring. They told an amazing story.
Great match.
MJF throws in the towel. He's like all distraught after the match. Cody can never get a title shot. They're really building up, like, MJF's so upset. He's like crying.
I thought they hotshotted this a little bit. I thought it could have lasted longer.
I think if Cody's not going to be able to get a shot,
this is what he has to
at
do.
The title.
Yeah.
I think this was the route they needed to go. And they've been playing it up. I mean, I know there's only been 4 weeks of TV, but they've been playing it up since they started with these pay-per-views.
And that's the thing that we got to remember. It's still a fresh company, so you got to create the interest. You got to create the stories. So, again, while we know the backstory between Cody and MJF, I would like to have seen it get played out longer, but I totally understand why they did it. And MJF is a fucking star, so.
Oh, brilliant. He kicked him right in his dick.
Amazing.
Did that turn you on?
I was very turned on.
All right.
The match was amazing. The angle was great. Even when he's walking up the ramp and the fans threw the drink on him, plant or not, I don't give a shit. It was great visual.
I doubt it was a plant.
No, they said it was.
Oh, they said it was? Okay, never
yeah.
mind. God, remember how in WCW they threw shit on even when the baby faces won, they threw shit on everybody. Hated that.
Tony, if you're going to watch one match
this entire year
from Full Gear,
from this entire lifetime of your life,
the John Moxley Kenny Omega lights out match was fucking unbelievable. I didn't watch it Saturday because I was working and I had to work early Sunday morning. But I check social media and I like to think I have my fingers on the pulse of professional wrestling somewhere. How people
respond. I saw the tweet that he put out there.
Didn't. I don't know. I can't.
I don't know.
I can't wrap my head. This was not ever built as a wrestling match.
Right.
This was not going to be a fucking Tokyo Dome 12-star Dave Meltzer comes in his pants match. This wasn't going to be Steamboat Savage at WrestleMania 3. This was a fucking fight.
Yep.
An unsanctioned brawl.
Yes.
Holy shit. Did this live up to any expect? They went above and beyond.
You put those two guys in, I guess,
air quotes, the ring together, no matter what they do, you want them to have a wrestling match, they probably could have easily torn the house down with a wrestling match. But this was a part of the story, non-sanctioned. So if it's non-sanctioned, why not go the fucking extra mile and make sure that everyone else knows that this is non-sanctioned? So we're going to do what we want to do. And we're going to fucking tear the ring up. We're going to fucking flip you into a fucking barbed wire. Like, it was perfect for what it was. And now the only criticism I could see people having is that Tony Khan said, or Cody, maybe Tony or Cody said,
Tony
was like, we're not going to be that blood and guts company. We're not going to be this. We're not going to be that. Yet they continue to do matches with this kind of style. So that's the only criticism I will give a little bit of an argument to, because they said that they weren't going to do this kind of stuff. We're not going to do blood and guts. We're not going to do cursing. But at the same time, it fit the story 100%. John Moxley's pissed. You don't want to give me, you're not going to have this match as part of my win-loss record? Then I'm going to fuck this motherfucker up.
Sure. And look.
Same with Kenya. Kenya.
I can't live in the past. What people say, what they're going to be, what they're not going to be.
Right.
Fucking Vince McMahon and Hulk Hogan weren't on steroids either before 1993, okay?
Hulk Hogan!
Until they got fucking caught. Yep. I don't want to hear this bullshit, all right? Fucking stick it up your ass. Ooh. This was not on TBS. It was not on TNT. It was an unsanctioned AEW match, meaning it does not fall under the AEW banner.
Right.
The lights go out. Justin Roberts makes the funny announcements. This match was fucking vintage ECW.
Amazing.
Told a fucking crazy story.
And they have the right to put on whatever kind of match they fucking want.
This was unbelievable. Look, I don't know what to tell you. If you're watching wrestling,
it that bad? Was it that outspoken, the criticism against
people
them?
Let's see. This on The Observer, whoever wrote the review for the show. I've been watching wrestling for 28 years, and I've been working for The Wrestling Observer since 2010. And I can honestly say no match has ever made me so numb and made me want to abandon it, as this match.
Was it the neck thing?
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
This was a barbaric display and left me completely desensitized. Fix your pussy!
There you go.
Fucking pro wrestling. This wasn't supposed to be a fucking five-star match with chain wrestling. You weren't going to see the fucking Tokyo Dome show. They wanted to destroy each other.
Yep.
I'm sure you weren't crying when fucking Kenny Omega got put through a glass table in the debut episode of Dynamite.
And since day one, since Jon Moxley made his debut, this story has been probably, I mean, the Inner Circle has been great, but this is probably the best story that they've been telling between the two of them.
And this is nothing that we've never seen before out of Jon Moxley. This is where he came from. This
CZW.
Is his roots. Yep. This match was fucking great. Everything does not need to be a tech Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio Jr. match. This was exactly what it needed to be, and it fit the story.
And that's what pro wrestling is. This exists everywhere. It does, this kind of match. The fact that it's on this stage, I give him credit for it.
It went 40 minutes, 38 minutes. Not once was I like, I can't believe this is still going on.
Yeah.
When they had the Jacksons and Adam Page bring out that spiderweb barbed wire
thing.
And then when they went through the logo, and then when he cut the ring, woo, doggy.
With those boards.
It was unbelievable. I'm going to throw something at
him. I thought Kenny Omega died when he did the 450 and landed on the boards.
Oh, the Spanish fly?
Was it the Spanish fly or was it the... he did a 450 or something and he landed face first on the exposed ring.
A Phoenix splash.
Phoenix splash, yeah, okay.
Yes, anyway, awesome.
Amazing. And like we always say, Tony.
Say what? That's not how it works, Kevin. It works like this.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Let's put a bow on.
Well, there you go.
AEW full gear.
That's my fault.
It's okay.
Twice.
No, fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you 1,000%.
Fuck you. Great mood of style.
Let's see. I want to fucking blast this fuck face who wrote this. Ariel Winter, you fucking tool bag.
Ariel Speedwagon?
If I never see a lights out match again, I'll be good. Shut the fuck up.
Come on.
Don't even give him
credit his name. Credit hand job.
You douche. I'd give it a fucking solid A. I really enjoyed the show from top to bottom.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, did you? I'm going to punch you in the dick hole.
I have a small dick. It's A. It's hey.
I love the big package. Fucking Wednesday night, we got Jericho and Guevara going up against.
What are your thoughts on Guevara?
I like him.
He's like this generation's Eddie Guerrero. Fucking JR getting fucking beat up because he called him this generation's Eddie Guerrero.
I think he loves it.
He could have the potential to be that. Yeah, who's to say he doesn't?
He said. I don't know.
Excuse me, I was writing the microphone. I'm very excited for Dynamite this week to see the fallout and the direction we go when the next big pay-per-view is.
I can't wait to see the updated top five.
Fuck, I'm with you, Tony. Let's do it.
Fuck yeah.
Let's get an updated top five.
Yeah.
All right.
Updated top fives will be coming next week after we watch this week's episode of AEW Dynamite on Wednesday.
Oh, boy.
Matt's going to blow ass into the microphone. We got a lot more wrestling talk to do in the next hour of the show.
That's right on your grundle.
Kevin, as we always say,
back after this.
The Shining Wizards are celebrating 8 years of podcasting with a live show on Thursday night, November 21st, at the Elementary Brewing Company in Hackensack, New Jersey. There's going to be special guests, lots of laughs, plenty of great beer, and some other surprises as well. And of course, admission is free. That's Thursday night, November 21st, 7 p.m. start time at the Elementary Brewing Company, 58 Voorhees Road, Hackensack, New Jersey. For more information, go to ShiningWizards.com. And please come out and join us for a celebration of wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com, click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B-Plus Player Radio Network.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-host Cal and I every week as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and music on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rantemradio.com, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, where the 80s and 90s return from the dead on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Out. Hey, what's going on? This is Brandon
and Dave
from Markin' Out. We do a weekly pro wrestling podcast,
which you can check out on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and markinout.com.
So check it out. Listen to us. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
As always.
Do you want to listen to a podcast that is absolutely phenomenal? Well, I got the podcast for you. It is the Ringside Rant. Each and every Tuesday, I bring to you the best guests with the best conversations and simply the best interviews across all of wrestling podcasting and beyond. Go over and subscribe, rate, and review on all your major podcasting platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Anchor. Give us a 5-star review. Also, you can follow us on Twitter @_ringsiderant, as well as @KrasinskiRJ. And as always, welcome to Ranters Nation.
What's up? This is the phenomenal one, AJ, from the Backseat Bookers, and you are listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Congratulations on 8 years, boys. Keep up the great work.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and
you know what my remix?
No.
Yeah, and
we still have a lot to talk about. Let's get through these Patreon plugs. Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. We're going to thank those that support us. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Head over to our Patreon. $1, $3, $5, $10, $15, $20. Every one of these levels gets you just something a little extra. For $1, we mention your name on the show. For $3, you get a watch-along. $5, we plug your social media or some goofy bullshit. $10, you get a box of wizardry every 3 months.
Correct.
That'll include a t-shirt, DVDs, all sorts of wrestling rigmarole. For $15 a month, you get more wrestling stuff in the box of wizardry. And
strike that, reverse it.
Strike it, reverse it.
Missy Elliott?
No, it was like 20 and then 15. You'd come to
whatever. We should probably have a run sheet. So let's thank those that support us before we move on with the show on the road to the 8th anniversary show.
Ooh, daddy.
Let's thank Anthony and Danny Russinello, the authors of Pain. Cindy Ardone, the smoke show of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
I saw her on Saturday.
She told me.
Was she smoking?
I worked with her Saturday night.
I worked with her, too.
Dark Helmet himself, Ryan Arthur.
I worked with Ryan Arthur, too.
The queen of the Shining Wizards, Kathy Hummer.
I work with Kathy Hummer, too.
Manny Crockville.
I don't work with Manny.
Mike Martinelli.
Hey, Mike.
Sean Callejo.
Hi, Callejo.
Sean Toe.
Hi, Toe.
Kate the Great.
Kate is great.
Matt Garifo.
No relation.
Brett Simonello. That was the shortest intro ever.
It's all right.
It's the shortest song ever. Scott Strengsmore.
Stop drinking, Scott.
Matt Mellinger.
Jesus!
The Ultimate Horrier.
Yes.
Ken Fucknuts.
Ben Haven.
Not even close. And, of course.
Matt Taven?
William Mercier Jr.
Dummy. Yeah.
Lads is gonna. Oh, fuck.
You cocksucker!
Lads is gonna be in William Mercer's hands. Know what I mean? Vic Rude?
Oh no. He's cutting a promo?
What's happening?
I don't know.
Did you. Who played this?
Him! I don't. Like, is this piss music? I don't quite understand. I'm watching you get up and fucking meander to the men's room.
So, Tony, we're a wrestling podcast.
And what
right?
does that mean, Kevin?
What conversation about wrestling do you have to contribute to this podcast right now?
Jake Hager told Rusev to leave that fucking company on Twitter.
That's pretty good.
Somebody tweeted, "Dear WWE, if you want to drop the Rusev bullfight Bobby and Lana's angle with literally no explanation, I'm good with it. Just walk away and pretend it never happened, blah, blah, blah." So Rusev's like, "Dear guy, nobody cares what you are good with." And Jake Hager's like, "Leave her and that asshole company, hashtag I'm with AEW," which he's since deleted.
Do you think...
Jake Hager living the gimmick. I love it.
Do you think AEW needs a big signing, i.e. maybe a WWE guy?
No, not yet. Not yet. I think they need to build on what they have right now.
I feel like they do, though. And I know, like, TNA tried to do it a lot.
Fucking greaser.
Oh, what happened?
He fucking busted ass in my mouth.
Like, you got, that's like the first time that's ever happened between you two?
What? Did he fart in my mouth?
Has one of you farted in one of your other mouths? It's probably happened. But no, sir, do you think that they might need, like, that big needle? Who would be the needle mover?
The needle mover for Ring of Honor is Dan Moff.
Fuck yes.
I can tell you that
seriously,
much.
Seriously, Tony sat there for an hour, and what he wanted to talk about was a Jake Hager tweet. You fucking suck.
Go fuck your hand, go fuck your face, go fuck your honey
hole.
Holy
shit. I really That's what you waited an hour to talk about. I can't wait to talk about Smiley Kylie coming back to Impact, and I can't wait.
What do you have to talk about?
Well, I thought my conversation was kind of intriguing.
Your conversation was intriguing. This fucking hump face.
So, like, is there anybody that moves the needle for AEW? Because their ratings, listen, they're great. But they're going down week after week.
Yeah, but so are NXT's.
No, NXT's went up.
This is what we're talking about now, the ratings?
Sure.
What?
Really?
What do you want to talk about? Talk about, Tony?
What do I want to talk about? I want to talk about Dan Moff being signed by Ring of Honor.
We were going to talk about
Let's talk about it, brother!
So Dan Moff was signed by Ring of Honor.
Woo! Yeah! Let's get excited! Danny Moff! He's signed a Ring of Honor! Let me out of company! Oh, they're fucking going in a shitter! I'm gonna put him out of business!
Did you guys know that he actually had an offer from Impact as well?
Nope.
He had an offer from Impact and Ring of Honor, and he went with Ring of Honor.
Gotta go with your roots, baby!
That's huge. I'm not gonna dis... It's amazing.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see Danny Moff back in Ring of Honor.
If anyone deserves
I really hope the company can get their fucking shit together, though, man.
I think they will now, because we talked about, like, the TV deal, and Sinclair is now on some affiliates of Fox Sports and all that stuff. So Dan Moff is going to be seen by more or less the entire country now,
I fucking hate you both. You know what? Fuck this.
You're the one. What do you mean?
I'm turning my chair around. I ain't looking at either one of these cockheads.
What are we supposed to do when you're yawning when we're talking about the subject you brought up?
Oh, I can't wait. You guys want to see a show dive bomb? Come out to the Elementary next Thursday. You'll fucking see a show dive bomb. I'll fucking get both of you fucking cockheads. I'm going to invite strangers up and sit with us. I'm going to say hi to everybody as they walk in. I'm going to yell at people not to eat the food and then shove my fucking face full of a sandwich and start into the microphone. Oh, man, it's going to be great. I'm going to start a collar and elbow tie up a crowbar. That's what I'm going to do.
Ooh, that'd be actually huge.
Yeah, huge as these nuts. These fat nuts. Remember that one, Kev? How you like them apples?
Do I remember
now,
fat
if you
nuts?
Don't mind, I'm going to yawn a little bit over here. Oh, there we go. Did that bother you? Oh, even better. Fucking idiot. All right, no, continue. Please, tell me more.
I don't even know
what other places were Dan Moff going to sign? Tell me,
it was
please.
Impact.
Yeah, Olive Garden.
Olive
Fridays.
Smash Wrestling.
Smash. Tier 1 was
pushing
that.
Hard, dude.
Yeah.
I can't look at you like
this. They were going to give him Tier 1 actually went out of their way, and they actually found package of hot dogs to coincide with a package of buns, the exact proper number.
That's right.
12 and 12.
That's huge.
Not 12 and 10.
That's a big payday.
So
that's
then
hard
it's,
to do.
Yeah.
What's the RCA? RCA.
Yeah. The big shows coming up.
They wanted Moff.
So Moff is back in Ring of Honor, which is huge.
And it's getting, it's not just like us. It's like Bully Ray, like Hawkins, like Jarrett. All these guys are touting Dan Moff and how it's so long overdue that this guy got. Is this his first contract?
It's hard to believe, right?
It's his first fucking contract. National exposure, exclusive contract. So he's going to be done.
What does that mean for his independent career?
Dunzo.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
All right.
From what I understand, because, I mean, I know for a fact his last match with Russell Pro will be on Saturday, and that's it.
It's a wrap. Yeah. He's wrestling has it tomorrow. Didn't Casey just beat him for the title?
For the belt, yeah. Casey Navarro beat him.
Also in Ring of Honor land, Jay Lethal should be back in time for final battle where him and Jonathan Gresham challenge the Briscoes for the tag titles. How do you feel about that, Tony?
Oh, that no good Uncle Tom?
Wow. Easy there.
We haven't heard about that guy who was fucking making a lot of news last week,
Jordan
we?
Miles?
That's a good point, actually.
Mum's the word.
Fuck him.
And then a street fight between Mark Haskins and Bully Ray is set for final battle.
Oh, wonderful. Bully Ray.
Turn around, Tony.
Is his girlfriend going to be there?
Who's Bully Ray's girlfriend? Velvet Sky?
Yeah. Is somebody going to yell at her and hurt her feelings?
Listen, that's the co-host of our guest next week.
The co-host of our guest.
Yeah.
He's
Bully Ray. We can't hate on Bully Ray when we're going to have his partner on our show next week.
There's no we. It's just Tony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
I can't
do this, Tony.
So you talk about moving the needle for AEW?
Right. Is there anyone that, like, obviously, like, Sin Cara just asked for his release. That's not going to be
there
shit.
You go, Ken. Exactly. Sin Cara is turning.
Listen, shut the fuck up.
You brought him up.
I'm just bringing it up
Matt
because
goes,
someone...
who's going to move the needle?
Someone that wants to go.
The first name out of your mouth was Sin Cara.
Because you didn't finish.
Sin Cara.
I can't... Look at me in the freaking eyes if you're going to talk to me. You fucking joke. You're
Matt,
a joke, Tony.
Write it down.
You're a fucking joke.
Sin Cara is going to move the needle to AEW.
You're a joke.
Rank him number one now because he's on his way.
Give me a white claw.
Rank him number one. Sean Spears, get out of here. Pac, get lost.
Sin Cara.
Cody Rhodes, never heard of the guy.
He's
Sin
a carnival.
Cara, baby.
He's a carnival.
Sin Cara
Sin Carnival.
Does, actually.
He's going to be... Hunico, baby.
Hunico.
What's tight. What?
Man,
what?
I can't wait for Hunico
to
sign.
You can't even look me in the eyes.
I can't
you
wait
chicken shit,
for Hunico to sign with AEW and move that goddamn needle all the way to the... What? To the right. Full open throttle. That's what it's going to be called. AEW's next pay-per-view is going to be full open throttle butthole because Sin Cara is going to be committing
buttocks.
Some sins.
We're going to call it a Bobby Lashley's
going to be
buttocks.
Getting in there. That's right. Go back to Jim Ross. Give us the line with Sassafras and have nothing else to say and go take a piss.
Shut the fuck up, you asshole.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
Obviously, people aren't happy there. Would you go and take a flyer out on somebody?
You know what? If Rusev signed, that's definitely a winner.
All right. Rusev is worse than fucking Sin Cara.
No, he's not. Rusev Day is awesome. The Bulgarian Brute? They could have easily put the Bulgarian Brute in the spot that Jake Hager has. Easily.
No, but Jake Hager's so good at it.
Dude, come on.
I don't even recognize Jake Hager as Jack Swagger anymore.
All right, so who would move the needle then?
I'm not saying Hager's a needle mover.
CM Punk.
That's the obvious answer. Randy Orton.
That's fair.
Randy Orton re-signed. Yeah. That was the big news last week, and they announced it on that FS1 show, which
cuck.
Apparently fucking tanked.
49,000 viewers.
That was very disappointing, according to Fox.
Fox.
Marty is definitely going to end up there.
Marty Scroll?
Yeah.
Jannetty?
No, Marty Jannetty couldn't even move a fucking high chair right now, that cripple.
That's a
Captain Shin Splints?
That's a needle mover.
Does Marty move the needle?
No.
Does Marty move?
Like, say, like, you know, we're talking about, like, Edge, right? Like, Edge might be wanting to... I know we've had this conversation. I know, Matt, you don't
like
it.
You think you know me.
But what if Edge decided, if WWE doesn't want him to wrestle, and he wants to wrestle...
And that would definitely move the needle.
Okay.
Think so?
Edge in AEW?
When was the last time Edge wrestled?
2000...
Whatever that WrestleMania match was that he won, and then he retired after when he burned
Alberto Del Rio. Yeah.
I don't know. As great of a career Edge had, I don't think he's a needle mover either.
Would the Briscoes move the needle?
In our eyes,
with
yes.
That kind of with the kind of fan base AEW has, I'd say yes.
The Briscoes would 100% get more of the same audience they already have. I think. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but I think a lot more people would be introduced to them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they'll be introduced to them, but will it get people to go there? I think the people watching AEW already know who the Briscoes are.
Yeah, but honestly, are there a lot of WWE people like that are really flocking to AEW?
Okay, but here's a perfect example. Our friend Jamie doesn't watch any other wrestling. So he doesn't know these other guys.
Right.
Right? So he said, like, he doesn't want to know who these other guys were. Like, he'll go if they show up on his TV. Now, I'm not saying there's millions of fans out there like that. But there's fans out there who maybe punched out after WCW went under, or they found vaginas or did whatever, you know, they stopped watching wrestling and AEW's brought them back in. So I think if you're looking for like a needle move, like a CM Punk or a John Cena, like, I don't think there's anybody out there.
Do you think John Cena moves the needle?
If John Cena showed up on AEW, 100%.
Well, we talked about this a lot with TNA. Kurt Angle went to TNA. Christian went to TNA. Rob Van Dam went to TNA.
Hulk Hogan went to TNA.
Hulk Hogan went. That moved the needle. They were averaging over a million viewers on Spike. So that was okay.
For how long, though?
Exactly. So it can be done, I guess. But at the end of the day, it's just the story that you create with these guys. What about, like, what if Batista decides to go to AEW?
I think that would move the needle.
I think Batista would be a big get. He's a Hollywood star.
That's true, too. I didn't even think about that. Like, that wasn't part of my dissection of
they
what...
They do some sort of, like, Drax crossover?
Yeah. Because he was at the last Hager fight, and there's a picture
right,
of him...
With Proud and Powerful.
With Proud and Powerful and
Sammy, right?
And those guys.
There you go.
I don't know if there's anybody out there right now.
So they
maybe like a Tessa Blanchard or a Sammy Callahan.
No,
I mean that's how big the drop. Like AEW's in such its infancy, and Ring of Honor. I'm not trying to downplay what they've done. They've been around forever, but they're in a real weird spot, and they don't have any fucking stars.
I got one. Somebody that may not necessarily bring people with him, but who would definitely capture some imagination and bring more eyes to the product. Brian Cage. He's a big motherfucker.
I agree
with
that.
He moves like the Young Bucks. He moves like one of these fucking smaller, more lightweight guys.
I definitely think that Brian Cage is, as well as he's doing an Impact, you know, former champion, all that stuff, he has unlimited untapped potential as a major star.
He would surprise the shit out of people if he popped up on AEW.
And I think he'd get a reaction.
Absolutely. You put him in there with somebody like a Joey Janela, who, like, yeah, he's going to lose.
He'll bump for you, though.
Yeah,
he'll
exactly.
He'll sell. He'll do all that
and
shit.
And Cage will fucking just, like, toss him around and not even toss him. Say he throws him to the outside, he doesn't fucking jump off the top. Holy shit, this guy flips off the top.
Now, with all this old is new again stuff, PCO, Rock and Roll Express, if you went to the well and brought certain guys back that maybe not have been as prevalent in the last few years, and you brought them to AEW, like, God, I'm like a Carlito, or like a Chris.
Oh, I thought you were going older. I thought you were going older than that.
All right, well, I can if you want, but I think the point is still the same. Is like
Barry Horowitz, Bobby Fulton,
you know, Brooklyn Brawler,
Steve Lombardi.
You know, what's his?
Don't you look at me with those eyes,
Jim Brunzel.
Fucking Jim Brunzel in AEW. That'd be awesome.
Dude, imagine Killer Bee's Rock and Roll Express.
Imagine Jim Brunzel could do a fucking.
Has that
Falcon
match ever
arrow?
Happened? Have you ever seen Killer Bees versus Rock and Roll Express?
I don't think so.
Ooh, baby.
I'd be down for that. A little jumping gym action. Be Brian Blair.
But do you tap into that well that you've,
Brian
already,
Blair.
That you've already got with the Rock and Roll Express?
That's so hard.
Yes, it is. I'm excited about the fucking Killer
it's
Bees.
So hard to find that. Like, how many... For every PCO, there's the Marty Jannettys. There's the Sabus.
Yeah. Who is still getting work.
Sure, but it's not like... You know, it's like you see, like Sabu comes to the ring, and it's like,
You know who would be, you know, would be awesome to see there, but I don't think he moves a needle. Somebody like a Rob Van Dam, like Van Dam shows up. Oh, awesome! Van Dam's with AEW right now. He's a great hand. Does he move the needle?
Well, he's signed with Impact.
I understand that, but if he popped up on AEW one night,
all right. So who would be like an equivalent of Rob Van Dam right now that is possibly available?
Oof. I don't.
That's tough. Who's still working? Who's willing to work? It's a very
Crowbar. He's been working like
that.
Crazy.
I could see a Crowbar move.
I mean, and he wouldn't. He probably has no interest in being with somebody like that full time. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But have him pop up on an AEW periodically.
And I'm not even talking about AEW.
Cool
maybe even like NWA, because NWA. is...
Oh, I'd love to see Crowbar Studio Wrestling. That'd be cool as shit.
NWA, like, they got Eli Drake. They got James Storm. They got Nick Aldis. They're
Mr. Basically, Anderson.
Mr. Anderson. They're essentially, again, this is not an insult at all. That's a lot of TNA guys.
Sure.
Right there.
Well, it's a lot of WWE guys, too.
Not James Storm. Not Eli Drake. Eli Drake was developmental.
They got Sandow. Aaron Rex, whatever they're calling him.
Aaron Rex.
Stevens.
And these guys, I feel like they found their place with NWA.
Look, that's the beauty of where we are now in professional wrestling is there's essentially a place for everybody.
All right, I'm looking at the board, at the Wall of Fame right now. What if Too Cold Scorpio wanted to come out and do some stuff? Would that be awesome for AEW?
I don't know. I think Paul London would be more awesome.
Ooh, Paul London. Big Paul London guy. What about like Ted DiBiase Jr.? Like to play off his stuff with Cody. I'm not saying needle movers at this point. I'm just saying like stuff to do, tapping into the well.
David Starr would be a good get for one.
Oh, David Starr would be a good get for anybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a lot of.
What about Bruno? What about Bruno Sammartino, Tony? Do you think that would be a good get for AEW?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just wanted to check on that with you.
David Sammartino would be an awesome get for AEW. You don't think?
I bet he would be, though. That's where we are now. We're like, everything could be fun and popular again. David Sammartino showing up on a show would probably pop every- Virgil was just in that promo that we talked about earlier.
Okay, Virgil and David Sammartino are not even in the same
ballpark. Like David Sammartino is the equivalent of Virgil.
Bro, David Sammartino could walk in the back door, say, hi, my name is David Sammartino, and sit down next to you. 5 minutes later, you'd be like, who the fuck is this guy?
But and I would remind you and say, don't you know that's David
And we'd be happy to have him.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I bet.
I would not. Why would I want to talk to D's? You know why I wouldn't want to talk to David Sammartino? He's a fucking loser.
Wow.
I want David Sammartino on this podcast.
Go get him, Tiger.
I will.
Go get him,
Good
Tiger.
Luck. Good luck finding him. Oh, man. There's so many people out there. Needle movers, I don't think is
now what
you might, you know, if someone once someone's contract is coming up in the WWE or maybe even to a certain extent in Impact, like I mentioned before, and it has nothing to do with talent, it's just this level of stardom. If you're gonna pull somebody from Impact, it's you know, you're top like going into this Impact pay per view in January, Hard to Kill, Sammy Callahan versus Tessa Blanchard's the main event.
I'm excited about that.
I think that's awesome. And you know what? If Impact is really looking to put their stamp on the wrestling industry, they'll make her the first ever women's champion. And she fucking deserves
first
it.
First ever women's.
Women's like
world
to be,
heavyweight
she's
champion.
Like,
yes.
Like, I know Shakara did it with Kimberly.
Kimberly, yeah.
And I'm sure other. I think they did
it's
it.
Probably.
Limitless may have done it with the Alien.
Statlander. Yes, she was.
She signed, didn't she?
That's the other thing. I don't know yet.
I thought she did. Nothing has been reported by the respectable dirt sheets.
Yeah. Mike Johnson said it?
No, Mike Johnson didn't say it.
Mike Johnson has not reported that yet.
But there's so many, you know, like does Dolph Ziggler move the needle if he pieces out?
Nope.
Is Mike Bennett a needle mover? Is Luke Harper a needle mover?
I don't think they're needle movers. I think they make the company better, though, 100%. Like, I don't think people are going to... and that's not... No diss on Luke Harper. It's just that, like, what the fuck have they done with Luke Harper? So
right.
If
but it's a shame. When they brought him back for Eric Rowan and then they just fucking got rid of
dude,
it already.
Eric Rowan was on the main event, the pre-taped show... teaming with Eric Young and losing to the Major Brothers.
But they brought back Luke Harper. It was so cool seeing those two guys together.
I'm saying, Eric Rowan's now on main event, and he was headlining pay-per-views.
Yeah. He was on Raw tonight, I think. He came out with...
Hunico?
Eric Young?
No, he squashed somebody, but it looked like he does a gimmick where like he's got an animal in a cage, but it's covered... I don't know.
What, like the River Rats from Bad News Brown?
Maybe.
From,
they didn't really dive into it, so.
Not the River Rats. Yeah,
the Harlem Rats.
The Harlem Sewer Rats.
Yeah. So, it's just a great time. Everyone has a spot, and you know, you could, with the right booking, you could bring, you know, you bring in Luke Harper in the AEW, and he could instantly, him versus Hager?
That'd be huge.
That's a huge match. And you and just Luke Harper, you've only been able to see like a small sample size in WWE of what he's capable of. You know, you go find his Shikara stuff, his CZW stuff. Like, for a fucking big guy, he can move.
Was it Brody?
Brody King.
Brody King.
No.
Brody Lee. Yeah. So,
what else do we got in the news and notes?
Can I ask you a question?
Yo,
sure.
What was the gate for the AEW pay per view?
I don't know if that's been announced yet.
Was it sold out?
No, I think there was about, last I saw the other day, I think there was like 2,000 seats available.
Okay. So here's a question for you, right? So AEW, I saw the Facebook fanatics were out there taking pictures of the empty sections of the crowd going, this is your AEW. They're not sold out. And then I was watching Power last week. I don't know if you noticed, the whole left section had the big NWA tarp over it. Do you have any concerns at this point that maybe the honeymoon might be starting to end and we're starting to get down to, like, you know, make or break points for a lot of these companies?
Well, was that NWA tarp not there before?
Yes. It was not there for the first couple of episodes.
I don't think that. So the NWA is taped.
Yeah, I understand.
So that's all. Like, what they're airing now was taped in
I get
October.
That, but you can tell from the first four episodes, everything was full, and then when you get to this most recent episode, the left section had a big tarp with the NWA letters on it, and then the right side had a few empty seats in between the people.
Okay, there were empty seats at the MLW Super Fight, too.
Well, I mean...
And there's empty seats at SmackDown and Raw every week.
Okay. SmackDown and Raw, though, is a bigger beast compared to, say, NWA, compared to MLW. You know what I'm getting at. You know what I'm saying?
So I don't know the extent of the AEW deal with TNT. So I don't know what the money is like there. They won't go into the red, or the black, excuse me, for at least 2 years. They're not going to make a dollar as a company.
Okay.
Because it's split revenue. It's split ad revenue.
Right? So a company like the NWA, studio tapings is great, but I think you could tell more of their success by the views they're doing on a weekly basis on Facebook and YouTube.
But I guess what I'm asking is, does it go to a bigger, maybe not a concern right now, but something to keep in the back of your mind where...
Well, I mean, everything is cyclical. Everything is everything fluctuates.
But you have,
it's like the stock market.
But you have so many promotions right now. Are you afraid that there might be a little too much dilution of the product?
Well, we've been talking about that for a while now.
So...
Like you said it yourself. Like, Jamie's a fan of just AEW.
Right.
Like, we sit here and we talk. Like, we watch Ring of Honor. We watch Impact. We watch MLW. We watch AEW. We watch WWE waiting for the good stuff. Like, not everybody is like us.
Right.
There's more people that are like a Jamie where they're like, I'm a WWE guy. That's all I'm going to watch. Or, hey, AEW got me back into wrestling. I'm sticking with them. Or, hey, I was a fan of studio wrestling in the 80s. I love what NWA is doing. And that's my jam. You know, there's not a lot of people like us, I think.
Crossing over from one to the other.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's a fair assessment. It's just...
Right, but if you... So, with your NWA point, NWA, Billy Corgan was like, hey, we're doing studio tapings in Atlanta, and tickets are on sale.
Yeah.
And you either blindly bought the tickets based off of the name, or based off of what?
Billy Corgan?
Them winning the Royce and Isaac beating PCO and Brody King for the tag titles at a Ring of Honor house show? Because we really had no idea what this NWA power was going to be like.
No clue.
Right?
No clue.
But I think now, so everything that's taped now is just based off of those two, three days at the beginning of October where they sold these tickets. And if you bought them, you bought them and you were there. Now I think when they go into the new set of tapings after the pay-per-view, I think you won't see an empty seat in the house.
I agree.
That's a fair, and I mean,
and I think that was, but that's, it's
the
risk.
Pay-per-view sold out. The show before the pay-per-view is sold out. I think there's very limited seating for the tapings after the pay-per-view.
It's all risk versus reward. You know, you have to roll the dice if you want
if you want to get positive results, you can't just be, you have to risk. There has to be risk. So yes, does anyone think AEW is going to sell out every single show? No. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so anymore.
I think it's always a concern.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I'm not taking this like, oh, AEW's going out of business because they didn't sell 2,000 tickets. That's absurd. But it does point to eventually, like, you know, like, I don't want any of the groups to go away. But reality is, at some point, it's going to be like, who's not watching what anymore?
From what I've read, TNT would have been happy with AEW doing 500,000 viewers a week. They're still about 300,000 above that number. So I think that's okay for them. It's not like we're not going to get 3.4s versus, you know, 4s like we did in the late 90s and stuff like that. But I still think that, and listen, NXT is still doing in the 700,000s, 800,000s. It's not awful. I think we lose perspective on what TV ratings are based on what we've seen in the past.
Well, and I don't think those TV ratings from the late 90s are very accurate either.
Why?
To be honest with you,
because I don't think there were 9 million wrestling fans. I think it was the 4 million going back and forth.
I don't know. I think I disagree with you on that.
I don't, man.
I do in theory, but he might be. He might have something.
Wrestling was on fire.
I understand
97,
that.
98.
But when
randos on the street were wearing Austin 316 and NWO shirts.
Okay, but
that
when
just
when
that,
WCW
not,
goes away, where do all not 4 million
yeah,
people
you're
just
right.
don't go?
You're right.
I'm done with wrestling.
Maybe they did.
4 million.
Yeah.
No.
There were a lot of people that they loved their Southern Fried Wrestling, and that's what they were into.
But WCW wasn't Southern Fried Wrestling at that point.
The NWO was the furthest thing from Southern Fried Wrestling. Come on.
You say they weren't, but they probably were.
Dude, no fucking way.
You don't think they still had a lot of fans, like the holdouts from the old Arn Anderson?
No, they probably were, but I guarantee you there are more people from New York watching that show than there were from fucking South Carolina.
Dude. It goes back to my point a few minutes ago. There were people that watched WCW, and they didn't give a fuck about what WWE did.
That's fine.
And when WCW died, wrestling died for them.
No, I don't think...
Not 4 million.
I don't think that many people disappeared, man.
I don't know, man.
Because WCW was putting out more of a WWE product than WWE was.
Yes and no. If you've been paying attention to what Bischoff's been saying, they had their hands tied when it came to a lot
before
of stuff.
Before we got here today, I watched WCW Nitro from September 29th, 1998.
Yeah, and what happened by the time 2000 came around?
Oh, dude, that was awful.
Well, what I mean.
But that was also Vince Russo, and that was also this and that, and Eric Bischoff being
so
gone,
WCW,
and Turner coming in.
So when WCW went away,
so you can't, but you can't tell me that there were Southern boys still watching then when they more than there were in 1998.
Why wouldn't they be?
Because why would they come back? It was worse. The product was worse than it was in 98.
No, but the point I was trying to get to was Matt says that all of a sudden in 2001, 4 million people went away. No, they didn't. They were already leaving in droves by the time 99 and 2000 came around.
That's fair.
You had a year and a half under Russo where it was complete and other garbage.
I think the stuff before that was furthest thing from Southern wrestling.
But a lot of people morphed into it. Like, everybody was still
so
watching.
They were grandfathered in,
yeah, like, 94, 95, you were introduced to Hulk Hogan.
And the Dungeon of
you
Doom.
You were introduced to Macho Man. A lot of that was shit, and a lot of people hated it, but they still watched it because Ric Flair was there.
I don't
Johnny Be Bad,
Sting
baby.
Was there.
I find that hard to believe, because when they did, what was it, Black Saturday, where Vince took over TBS?
That was in the 80s, dude.
But those are the fans who bitched and moaned that they wanted their NWA.
And you didn't think they were still...
And they got it back.
You know what?
But you don't think they complain when the guy in 1985, Hulk Hogan, who was on that show, showed up in 1994. They weren't like, this
no,
fucking clown.
No, and here's the difference.
Dropping knowledge.
Because Hulk Hogan was part of a bigger picture there. You still had your Stings, your Flairs, your Lugers, your Andersons, your Flying Bryans. You still had guys from like the mid-80s up until the early 90s that were still hanging around. And what happened when the NWO got hot? Who did they look to? They looked to your Dallas Pages. They looked to your Lugers. They looked to your Stings.
Yeah, but Dallas Page was not hot.
No, but he was always there.
Yeah, I mean, but he was a byproduct of the NWO being successful.
He was more successful because of the NWO as opposed to it not.
But
being,
he was always
never
there,
gotten
and
that
was,
way.
And he was somebody that you could sink your teeth into and say he's one of the guys that I still.
No, no.
All right, All right, fuck Diamond Dallas Page.
No, 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 no. Man, that's no disrespect towards DDP. DDP could have been a major star.
Let me make my point, though. What about everybody else? What about Sting? What about Luger? What about Flair? Bring him back to Horseman. Arn Anderson.
I'll give you Luger. I'll give you Luger.
For Christ's sakes, Bobby Eaton was still kicking around.
But that was, come on. Tony.
Steven Regal from the early 90s. Really? You're going to shit on Steve Regal, Dave Taylor, and Fit Finlay?
Look,
Dave Taylor did nothing in WCW.
I don't
think.
He did.
I don't think those guys were capturing the Southern wrestling fan. I think by the time WCW got to Disney and they were doing those Saturday night tapings, I think a lot of those fans had already punched out, man. Flair had already left. Wyndham had already left. Granted, they came back.
The Widowmaker.
Arn and Tully left.
Widowmaker? The West Texas Rednecks.
No, when they left, in the early 90s, when all these guys, the backbone of WCW left for WWF. I think a lot of your Southern wrestling fans couldn't stomach some of the fucking booking. The rosters were unbelievable. Steamboat.
Dustin
Runnels,
dude, the fucking Dangerous Alliance, the most criminally underrated stable of all time.
When you took definitely a lot of these people,
if it wasn't for the fact that the Horsemen existed, Dangerous Alliance would probably be the topic of everybody's conversation.
I think when you took a lot of these main players out, I think a lot of these wrestling fans decided no. And then I mean, look, man, Ding Dongs.
But you really think that every single WCW fan or most of them were just flipping back and forth and that's where the ratings came from?
I think the ratings in the late 90s weren't as accurate as everyone thinks so. I think there was a lot of channel changing.
In terms of total viewers,
yes,
or in terms of who won?
No, you see,
total viewers.
But there's a lot more that goes into it than that. You have a lot more options in 2019 than you did in 1996, 1997.
Right, which
in
is
terms
why
of TV overall.
Even now, like the ratings come out, like I want like someone to explain how they come up with these ratings. Like I'm not home on Wednesday nights.
That counts.
But I DVR AEW.
If you watch it within a certain time period.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like if you go back and Dixie Carter explains a lot of it when she was interviewed with by Steve Austin, there's like something called a +3 and a +7.
Yeah.
Like you have to watch it within 3 days for it to count for this and within 7 days for it to count to that.
Well, and again, it also depends on if I don't know if this is still a thing, but then if you weren't a Nielsen home, then you didn't count. Like I could have watched Raw for 10 years in a row every single week, and it may not have counted. Right.
The entire state of New Jersey could have watched it every Monday night, and if nobody's got a book, it doesn't mean anything. Yep. I don't know. I don't even know if they still do the paper books. Isn't it all by the boxes now?
Don't know.
Because it used to be you had to write that shit down in a journal and send it in every week.
Really?
Yep. Old school, before all the technology.
I mean, the numbers are coming from somewhere, so someone has them.
I'm not saying that's how it was during the Monday Night Wars, but at some point, yeah, that's how you logged it.
Like, so I have a streaming service.
That's right.
Does that get accounted for versus Tony's, you know, what do you have, Verizon, whatever fucking box is behind?
Yeah,
like,
Comcast,
how
do
they track all that?
I don't know.
Space.
You know, like there's YouTube TV that has a DVR. There's Slingbox. There's PlayStation View. There's
Roku.
Roku, like,
and it's with the SmackDown move. And listen, TNA, I mean, not TNA, AEW replays the show like random times during the week where
well,
I can
you
watch
said
it.
Fox
then.
Does too. Didn't
Fox
you watch SmackDown
too,
yeah, the other night at like midnight?
Not this past SmackDown, but one before. It was just on, if it was on FS1. So they replayed not the actual one that was on FS1 because of the World Series, but a SmackDown that was on Fox re-aired on FS1 at some point.
Look, to put a bow on my point, I'm not saying that you're completely wrong in saying that maybe the ratings were skewed, but I don't think they were like hugely as skewed as you may have think they
I
were.
I just,
you know?
I've always been a believer that it's to look at the ratings from the Attitude Era. I get it; it was huge. There were so many people into pro wrestling, but to have more than half of them just disappear.
Yeah, but they sort hard. Of, they did and they didn't.
It's hard, you know, to wrap my head around that.
Well, now here's the thing. Now maybe some of the WWE audience disappeared too.
What? You said that so funny. Well, here's the thing.
This is the way I
he
talk,
did.
I guess.
He did put a little emphasis on that, right?
Well, I'm okay with that.
I thought.
No, I'm fine with it.
I was
too.
Trying to make a point. That's what you usually do.
Just made me chuckle a little.
All right,
you made me laugh, Kev.
DDP yoga.
A little bit.
How's that going for you, by the way?
Fucking awesome. I got fucking triceps.
Yeah, you also got a hole in that shirt.
Do I really?
A little bit.
Where?
Right in the pit.
In the armpit.
No,
right,
for real?
Right in your right arm.
I was looking at it before.
Holy fuck, that's a big hole.
That's a big hole.
God damn. It's just
well,
it's my massive guns. They're ripping through the shirt.
It's a big hole. It's a big hole to hold a knife.
I told Matt the other day, I could fucking do like a whole series of push-ups.
A big hole?
Fucking like dying, yeah.
A big hole series.
A big hole series. That's good.
I'm just trying not to die.
You're looking good.
Thanks.
Not bad. I like that Bret Hart shirt.
Yeah. $8.
I bet you don't have holes in your armpits.
Pro Wrestling Tees.
Ooh, mama.
Mystery grab bag.
Yeah, please. Don't forget to go to prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards. Get some shirts.
Huge sale starting November 22nd. You don't even need a code.
Don't let everybody know yet.
We want to let them know, don't we?
No, you guys use it yourselves to buy our shirts. Fuck everybody else.
Well, if you subscribe to our Patreon, you get a little discount code.
You get 10% off all the time. You ain't even got to wait for Ryan to put them on sale. You'd be like, yo, I walked out with a fucking five-finger discount, baby.
That's right.
That's right.
Big time.
All good.
Don't steal, people.
What else you got? What other kinds of news is in those?
I'm really dreading Survivor Series.
Oh, I'm not. Aren't we doing the picks next week at the live show?
Dude.
Are we doing the picks next week?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. We have to find out what segment we're doing that in.
We're going to have to pick NXT War Games, and then we're going to have to pick Survivor Series.
Oh, baby.
We're picking two shows next week?
Yeah.
I say we do it with the Greca.
I'm dreading this Survivor, dude. A Team Raw versus Team SmackDown versus Team NXT men's match.
Threat supremacy.
Guys, I don't understand.
And a Team Raw.
Wait, it's a triple threat elimination 5-on-5 on five.
Team Raw versus Team SmackDown versus Team NXT, NXT women's match.
Guys, yeah, baby.
I spoke to the office and we felt that this was the best way to go.
This is
fucking A, dude.
This was the best.
You know what that is, Kev? That's 30 titties.
That's right.
I feel like we talked about it. So what they have? The OC invaded NXT last week.
NXT
was great.
Imperium are on Raw tonight.
I did not see that.
Yeah, they crashed something and they fought somebody and it was a DQ or some nonsense.
That's awesome.
Did they crash Nikos Rikos and Bobby Wayward again like they did last week?
Oh, the East Hampton Pool Boys.
Fucking unbelievable.
That's awesome for them.
I feel so happy for those guys.
I always thought I would be into the moving Pete. Now it's just too much to.
It's three shows now.
But the draft is over and there's still flippy floppy doing everybody.
It's
around.
Survivor Series, Tony.
So fucking dumb.
It's brand
Kevin.
Supremacy.
It's dumb.
It's real dumb.
Are they all going to be wearing like their representative brand shirts during the match?
Yes. Probably.
Unless you're in the Shield, and then it's going to be half Shield, half.
Why don't they just bring back Teddy Long and fucking Laurinaitis to be?
Why not?
It's gonna be a tag team match.
They could have John Laurinaitis and Playa and fucking Triple H, and they could all be butt buddies. And they started a feud
Friday night. It seems like Daniel Bryan and the Fiend are going to be feuding.
Oh,
did you see the card they announced for Starrcade?
No.
The main event is gonna be a cage match between the Fiend,
Seth Rollins,
and the Miz.
Oh, wonderful.
In a cage match.
Wow.
Starrcade in South Carolina.
Hey, you want to talk about 4 million people just disappearing?
What do you mean? The Miz is ratings.
Yeah, The Miz is great. Against The Fiend and The Steel Cage.
Is that
going to
be another shitty network special?
Yeah.
They're going to really try and promote it, and then it's going to be an hour-long garbage diarrhea.
Yes, a garbage long diarrhea, whatever you said.
How dare you use the Miz
How
diarrhea
dare you?
In the same sentence?
You stole Kevin's childhood. How dare you?
I'll tell you what I'm excited for.
Next week.
What is it?
Next week, the 8th anniversary show live at the Elementary Brewing Company, 2840s Lane or 5840s Lane, something like that.
I'm excited for MLW and New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Did we talk last week about AAA and MLW working together? We did, right?
We did.
Yes.
Anyway.
So, MLW. Hell yeah! They did their tapings this weekend. My only double thumbs down for MLW is they brought.
Signing King Mo?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
His promo was pretty bad.
He retired Friday night and then he joined MLW Saturday.
God bless him.
Yep. Didn't he wrestle for somebody else?
Impact.
He's the king.
That's right.
Well, he's the king. He's the king. He's the king of Memphis, Tennessee.
You were watching MLW when we got here, right?
Yeah, and I didn't get to watch the main event yet.
But you watched Timothy Thatcher
and
Low Key.
Amazing match. Love that match. Low Key sold his ass off, too. It was great.
We're coming at a super fight. There's a lot of moving parts now. It looks like the Hart Foundation is going to be feuding with Contra.
Good.
Nice.
Tom Lawler might be fucking doing some mean shit to people.
Old Mance is ready to brawl with whoever. And then, spoiler for you, Tony, you were in the middle of the Myron Reed-Teddy Hart match. Myron Reed is your new middleweight champion.
Incredible.
Great. Thanks for ruining the last 8 minutes of that.
Joseph Samael came out and threw a fireball on Teddy Hart's face.
Fireball.
Fireball.
So I'm excited for more MLW. I like what they're doing. Again, not a big fan of the King Mo thing.
We got a new Evolve champion.
Do we really?
Josh Briggs.
Yes.
Oh, he beat Austin Theory?
Yes, sir.
Oh, because he's in NXT, right?
That's right.
That's right.
I heard Evan Bourne got hurt.
Yeah, but I don't know if he wrestled yesterday in the Brooklyn show.
Did he hurt his third eye?
No one can see us doing this, but me and Matt both put third eye up.
Yeah, here's my third eye. Fucking that's my brown eye.
Oh, I thought you were going to fart into the microphone.
I wish I could.
You could do it. You could put anything in your mind.
No,
to,
I fucking,
Tony.
I blew a mucus fart Sunday morning when I was sitting in my chair. I had to fucking go wipe and
clear. What the fuck's a mucus fart?
When you... I was farting.
I wish you could have seen Kevin's face. The horror.
I was blowing ass, and like I really pushed to put an exclamation point on it, and I fucking like wet.
When did you do this?
Sunday morning.
I sharted.
No turds, but it was like wet, like mucus.
No, sharting is not turds.
No, it could be.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, a shart is a wet fart. You shit fart your pants.
Yeah, kind of.
I shit farted my pants on Saturday? Friday.
Holy fuck. What the shit fart
Saturday.
Noise.
Saturday?
Shit what was it called?
No, Friday.
Boys.
Friday.
Where the
Friday
shit
I sharted.
Farting boys.
Friday I sharted right outside my own bathroom.
No, I was sitting at the desk fucking doing some shit on the computer.
But I did the same thing. I was farting, and I went to, like...
And you really forced the last second out,
did
right?
I? And I was like, yeah, I know where this went. Right through my underwear and...
No, mine was stuck in my butt cheeks. I got lucky.
No, mine went right through my underwear.
I just went and did a little cleanup action.
Oh, we have a
cleanup on aisle two.
We have a name of the episode, Stuck in My Butt Cheeks.
And I had to wash my jeans, my dungarees.
What are you guys looking forward to next week for the live show? We might as well put it over before.
No,
we pull this
you're
on.
Right. We really should. Put
I'm just
over.
Looking forward to the live show. I'm excited to get out. I'm excited to hang out with LaGreca and Crowbar and Fallon and LSG. I'm excited to see who shows up. I'm just excited to have a good time, man. Just hang out and celebrate with the people.
I was really surprised that you know this was able to come together. Not as well as it did, but the fact that you know it's been 3 years
since we tried this.
Yeah, we kind of like didn't leave a great taste in our mouth. Last time,
I
think this time we got our ducks in a row. We planned well, and I think it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, well, I think last time we overthought it.
Yeah, we tend to do that sometimes.
And this is we're going to have a lot of people there to help us, so that's going to be huge this time.
Yeah,
last time it was just us being us, and a lot of people showed up, and I'm hoping that they come out again for 8 years.
Yeah, we did have a nice crowd last time.
And so this is going to be different. It's going to be different. It's going to be unique. I'm excited, super excited. I hope you guys all come out for the show. It's
Yeah, please, if you're around, if you're in the area, admission's free. We're going to have some free food. There's plenty of great beer. Ryan's happy to swing the taps for you.
Big
fill
shout
up the glass.
Out to him, by the way, too.
We're going to have merch. We're going to have special, very limited run 8th anniversary shirts. Only probably available at the show. I say probably, unless we fucking eat our nuts and we have to sell them online. But I'm hoping they sell out. We'll have pink and blacks. If you want to go old school, get a pink and black shirt. It's going to be a good time.
And if you show up and you've been a past guest of the show or a friend of the show, we ask for you to shut the fuck up and let us do our jobs. you're not there to fucking yell things at us because it's not about you.
Yeah.
All right? We appreciate your support, but you know what happened at the 5 year show? A bunch of people showed up and they tried to fucking hijack the show and make it about them, and it's not about them.
Yep.
All right?
Yeah,
fucking 8 years we've been doing this. If you support us, you want to come out for a good time, come out and enjoy a show. Don't fucking yell shit at us. Don't try and fucking promote yourself. We got a great lineup of awesome people that are taking time out of their busy schedule to come out and celebrate with us. Don't be a fucking jerk off because I'll fucking drag you outside and beat the piss out of you.
I will too.
All right?
I will
do my best.
We'll be like the Marines. You'll be like Shawn Michaels. You better hope you don't have a passed-out British bulldog.
I'll be like Sean Waltman in the back of the car, like not doing anything.
I'm coking out. I'm fucking stuck.
No, but seriously, guys, if you're going to come out, just come out, hang out, celebrate with us, have a good time. We want everybody to come out.
Yeah, we really do.
And support Ryan, the Elementary Brewing Company. I know a lot of people that I've talked to are excited. They really like the Elementary because you can find it at, I know there's a couple shop rights by me that have it, so... It's just going to be a great time. A
lot of bars carry their product. It's the Cloverleaf and Caldwell, all these places carry
their
product.
And it's a cool place. Like, I was there for the first time when we went to check it out a few weeks ago. They got a great setup there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Dude, I know you guys are not beer guys, so you guys gave me, he gave us free samples.
Yep.
I put the beer that you guys gave me on ice the next day. It was like drinking iced coffee. It was amazing. Knocked me on my ass, but it was,
Well, there you go.
And...
Ooh.
If this goes well,
ooh,
it might fare well for the Shining Wizards in the future.
Yeah.
Ooh. So if you're a fan, you support the podcast, we just encourage you to come out, hang out with us, celebrate, have a good time. Live show's probably going to be 7 to 9. Then we'll hang out. We'll have some drinks.
We'll hang out. And don't be afraid to talk to us. We like meeting our fans.
Who would be afraid to talk to us?
Just don't talk to us while we're doing the fucking show.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kate the Great, KTG, and On Deck. For helping us with this as well.
And Ryan,
of course.
Ryan, all the guys at the elementary.
Super excellent.
Who's this buddy that you know that you went to school
Ethan.
With? Ethan.
Yeah, my bartender Tommy. Extraordinaire.
Hopefully Tommy's going to be there. I missed him last time we went up there.
Tommy Young. New Japan Pro Wrestling's World Tag League starts this weekend. I'm very excited about that. Impact has revealed the location for Hard to Kill. It'll be in Dallas, Texas, Sunday, January 12th.
Oh, baby!
And I would we're gonna end it. We're gonna end it on a down note.
Oh fuck yes!
We gotta mention it.
My God!
Unfortunate news this weekend, and it's really hit home to a lot of people in the New York, New Jersey area. New York independent wrestler Matt Travis was killed in a hit and run accident in the city Saturday night. He's riding his bike home, and a dump truck made an illegal left turn and hit him, and unfortunately, he passed at the hospital. He was a House of Glory guy. He was trained by Red. Yeah. Tons of people in the WWE and AEW and Impact
Everyone.
Knew him. And there's one thing you could take away from this is it took this passing for people to shed light on what a great person Matt Travis was, and everything you see out there, people sharing conversations that they have with him. He was always positive. He was always looking to make himself better and the people around him better. Never a bad word said. I don't know Matt Travis.
Neither do I. I probably have seen him at a House of Glory show, but I honestly...
If you could take anything away from this, it's if you're in the wrestling business... be like a Matt Travis. I mean, everybody who knew him had nothing but great things to say about him. You see people sharing conversations on Facebook and Twitter with him where he was just so positive. And in a pro wrestling business that's full of negativity and people stabbing each other in the backs, not trusting and being two-faced, this kid was a shining light and he had all the potential in the world. And everyone from... Santana and Ortiz to Papadon to
Red, Papadon, Hawkins, everyone.
It's a tragedy and it's awful. So
when you have that kind of endorsement, even like CCW guys and Game Changer guys, I mean, it just means that they had faith in you and something was. The guy was meant for big things.
Yeah, this one's really fucking rough. This is really rough.
So our condolences obviously go out to House of Glory, everyone. And the independent wrestling community that knew Matt.
Pretty much everyone. It seems like he knew everybody.
Kevin Owens tweeted about it. Everyone did.
Fuck, it's terrible, man. Yeah. You just never know, man. Fucking be nice, be kind, love each other, because you never fucking know when your number's getting pulled. Yep. It's fucking, it's tragic, it's unfortunate.
It really is.
Definitely
Just take, it honestly takes 5 seconds to send someone a text or pick up the phone, so do that, man. Just tell the people that you care about them. And just be positive, man.
That's it.
And I guess we will talk to you all next in about 10 days.
Yeah, you got a long break.
You'll be going through
a little Wizards withdrawal.
Yeah, but you know what? They call it edging. Like, get yourself up into a fucking lathery froth. If you cannot be there at the Elementary Brewing Company, we are guaranteed to be broadcasting live on Rant EM Radio, as usual, as always. We're going to be starting live at 7 p.m., of course. If you can get out, please come join us. We'll be available in podcast form some other time after I recover from that Thursday night. But we got going home musics. Anything that you want to play to get out of here?
I can play some party music.
Ooh, I kind of like it.
Yeah, yeah, you know, we did Celebration. We did Party All the Time.
Party All the Time is a good one.
Party All the Time is a great one.
It'd be tough to top that.
I don't know if we're going to top it. This is the Kings of Leon jam called My Party.
I like Kings of Leon.
Awesome.
And our party is Thursday night, November 21st. Do not bring me presents. Do not bring me
dildos.
It's
Matt's birthday.
Oh, baby.
I want none of those things. If you want to celebrate my birthday with me, come out to the Elementary. All right? And if you want to listen, we'll be live on the Rant.
RantEMRadio.com.
It might
or
be
Rant.
The most listeners that have ever gone to the Rant.
Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. If you're out and about, wherever you are.
I hope
you come out and join us.
Please come out and join us. Dave LaGreca, LSG, Falabach, Crowbar, and you never know who else
never
might
know
show
who
up.
Else might show
Ooh,
up,
baby.
Folks.
Little Birdie told me we got some nice guests in the audience.
I don't know what little birdie you talk to, but we'll have to wait and see. Come out and see for yourselves.
See you guys next week in person.
See
ya. In the flesh.
See you next Thursday.
Yee.